listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A partial government shutdown looms now that a second stopgap spending bill has gone down to defeat in the House.
On this vote, the yeas are 174, the nays are 235, one voting present, two-thirds not being in the affirmative. The rules are not suspended, and the bill is not passed.
38 Republicans joining Democrats, defeating the Trump-endorsed bill of streamlined measure, would have kept the government running till mid-March while suspending the government's debt ceiling for 2 years. House Speaker Mike Johnson blaming Democrats for the bill's defeat.
I want you all to remember that it was just last spring that the same Democrats berated Republicans and said that it was irresponsible to hold the debt limit, the debt ceiling, hostage. What changed? It is, I think, really irresponsible for us to risk a shutdown over these issues on things that they have already agreed upon.
The deadline for a partial government shutdown, 11:59 tonight. Along with state charges, Luigi Mangione now facing four federal criminal charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. If convicted, Mangione, who's now jailed in New York, faces a possibility of a death sentence. Could be another holiday travel record in the U.S.
Travel, as far as going to visit family or friends, going to stay at a rental home together at the beach. People are making it happen, and I think it has to do a lot with sort of a psychological shift in the view of travel post-pandemic. I think people value it a lot more than they did before.
AAA's Aixa Diaz. Workers at seven Amazon package delivery facilities have gone on strike. The Teamsters calling it the biggest job action yet against Amazon, which says it does not expect the walkout to impact its operations. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 260 points. NASDAQ futures off 269. S&P futures 47 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
So now with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Good Friday morning. TGIF 603, Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic with all the threes. Chuck Wicker.
A couple of things as we get underway. Howard County a wreck overnight. About 2 hours ago, Route 216 was affected west of Route 29. So heads up for that. That's some wires down and some poles down. Looks like the equipment may still be working in that area. And if you're traveling Falls Road around Old Pimlico Road, they're doing some construction there, and they may be alternating lanes either direction on Falls Road. So, again, a heads up for that south of Ruxton Road and north of the city-county line. Beltway looks good. Lanes are open. Good to go right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Got a chance for a little snow in the early going and then rain today. Not expecting any kind of accumulation as far as the snow is concerned. And then we are headed up to 42. Tonight, rain early, then a chance for rain and snow, low 31. Mostly sunny Saturday, 35 for the afternoon high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 33 degrees, Baltimore 38 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The U.S. House has rejected the latest version of the spending bill to avert a government shutdown. The proposal would have covered rebuilding Baltimore's Key Bridge after it collapsed when a cargo ship struck it in March. The bipartisan agreement that was reached earlier this week was changed after it was criticized by President-elect Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk. Maryland Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin posted a message saying, "This holiday season, House Republicans want to break a bipartisan deal and furlough millions of hard-working federal workers." The principal of Stemmers Run Middle School in Essex has sent a letter to the school community after a student was assaulted with a pair of scissors on Monday. The incident happened in a classroom. The injured student was treated by the school nurse. Baldwin County Police say the suspect accused in the assault was removed from the school and charged. With the four federal charges brought against Luigi Mangione involve murder, stalking, and using a weapon equipped with a silencer, those charges could trigger the death penalty for the 26-year-old Ivy League graduate if prosecutors seek it. The federal complaint claims Mangione traveled from Georgia to New York City for the purpose of stalking and killing Brian Thompson on December 4th. And Maryland State Police are investigating the death of a 29-year-old woman in Chesapeake City. Troopers responded to the 800 block of Bethel Road earlier Thursday morning for a report of a woman who was suffering from multiple injuries. Emergency medical service personnel responded to the scene. The woman taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead on arrival. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 524. Your pick 4 is 7164. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Game status is final now for tomorrow's contest between the Steelers and Ravens, and there's some big names to talk about. Wide receiver George Pickens is out for the Steelers. That's a big miss for them. He'll miss his third straight game. Meanwhile, pass rusher T.J. Watt is questionable.
We'll see Sunday, or Saturday, I guess I should say, but I felt pretty good this week. Obviously, it's a short week, but I felt pretty good.
Chances are he will play. For Baltimore, the biggest injury is Jalen Armour Davis. He is out for the game. Won't even count Deontay Johnson is out because he's never really been in. But the big news was Rashad Bateman, seen in the locker room after practice in a walking boot. Head coach John Harbaugh tight-lipped as usual.
I really have nothing to report on any of that stuff. We'll be working through all those things next few hours and a few days even.
Bateman is listed as questionable for the game. By the way, Watt is third in the NFL with 11.5 sacks on the season, and Bateman is the Ravens' downfield threat, averaging 17.5 yards per catch. That is sixth best in the league. Last night in the NFL, that was entertaining.
Herbert, little shovel dump pass to Haskins, inside the 10, touchdown Chargers.
Al Michaels with the call on Prime. Los Angeles Chargers come back from an 11-point third-quarter deficit. They beat the Broncos 34-27, improving their playoff seeding. Coming up at 6:30, the Orioles' latest acquisition speaks to the media. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. You can join the conversation here this morning. We'll tell you how in just a moment. But it is a Friday, December 20th. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Call us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Here are top stories coming up in this hour. Mayor Brandon Scott wants legal drug injection sites in the city of Ballmer.
We need the ability to break the cycle of addiction. You don't break the cycle of addiction by giving them clean needles.
Barter Czar Tom Holman was asked yesterday, well, what about all those farm workers? What about the illegals who are currently doing sheetrock?
People hire an illegal alien for a couple of reasons. Number one, they can work them harder, pay them less, and undercut their competition who has U.S. citizen employees. It's against the law to hire an illegal alien. We'll be enforcing that law, too, because work site enforcement is coming back.
There you go.
For the second day in a row, our top story is the continuing resolution that failed. In the House run by Republicans, Speaker Johnson has tried a cleaner version. It was scaled down from 1,500 pages to about 116 pages, but still $110 billion of unpaid-for programs in this bill, and it went down in flames. 38 Republicans who are now being characterized as rhinos, falsely, I might add, because they voted against raising the debt ceiling through 2027, something that President Trump wanted and something that I disagree with him on. But that's okay. We don't have to agree on everything. But in this particular case, they're trying to demonize a bunch of people. Speaker Johnson, who is one of the henchmen in this entire play, talked about raising that debt limit.
Even though this vote would push the debt limit to 2027, it in no way reflects any lack of enthusiasm on our part to get about those serious cuts for the American people. We have to have fiscal responsibility as a core principle of our party.
Well, if you have to have fiscal responsibility, where was it in this
start
bill?
Start now.
Right. Start in this bill today, right now. You know, look, I'm okay with, forget shut it down, slow it down. I'm okay with slowing down the government. I'm okay with slowing down this radical weaponized regime against the American people. I'm okay for the next 32 days having a government slowdown or whatever it is, when actually until January 3rd. Chip Roy, who I'm not a big fan of to begin with, but he's right on this. Chip Roy is now suffering the slings, Trump is going after him, saying that Chip Roy should be primaried for his no vote.
This 116 pages still continues to spend $110 billion unpaid for. It adds that much more to the debt. But importantly, it increases the debt ceiling.
And by the way, Andy Harris was a no vote on this second CR. Nancy Mace makes sense. She was also a no vote.
If that we were to do this as a very short-term CR until President Trump is elected, get us through till January 20th, I don't want to continue Joe Biden levels of spending months into Trump's presidency. Or let's do single subject bills. Let's vote on the foreign aid. Let's vote on farm and agriculture.
Yeah, that's something that Speaker Johnson promised. He promised when he became the speaker last year, single subject bills, no more continuing resolutions, no more omnibus bills. He has betrayed us. And I think it was Natalie Winters that said it at AmFest last night. Mike Johnson is the new Mike Pence. All right, more on this and other reaction to the 38 Republicans who voted against this Trump-endorsed continuing resolution coming up.
613 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is. Chuck Whitaker is the new Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, well, it's the same old store. Same old front. What are we going to say? All we do is change the awning. We got that from Huffman. So there we go. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway looks pretty good early in this area as you're moving over from New Hampshire Avenue and eventually towards Route 29, and then the lane's clear. Some folks are traveling early today, so if you're heading over into Northern Virginia right now, the American Legion Bridge is clear, and it looks like the Woodrow Wilson Bridge is also doing okay with the traffic down through the south side of the Capitol Beltway. Overnight, an accident took down some wires at a utility pole. Route 216 still affected to the west of Route 29, and the word was there was still construction from overnight. Falls Road may have some limited lanes in the area at Old Pimlico Road, so of course that's just north of the city-county line. Up to this point, we don't see any problems at
at the Harbor Tunnels with the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. This morning we could see a few snow showers. That's right, depending on the temperature, but no accumulation expected. It'll turn over to rain. And today, 42. Overnight rain and a snow mix possible. Low 31 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be cold. Sunny and 35 for your Saturday before Christmas. Cloudy 34 right now in the city, 36 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Pamela Anderson has said that her bombshell image made life difficult for her sons growing up.
Yeah,
I can't imagine why you're sleeping over your buddy's house and there he's got a poster of your mom up on his wall.
Yeah, okay, that's like, a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little awkward there. Courtney Cox set to reprise her iconic role as Gail Weathers in Scream 7.
Why?
Yeah.
Really?
She'll be the first killer.
68 years old now?
Maybe. Yeah. Be the first killer in the series who won't have to wear the ghost face mask.
That's nice. Oh, that's nice.
Federal officials say the invasive insect commonly known as the murder hornet has been eradicated from the United States.
Oh, wow.
Now if we could just do something about those murder illegal alien invaders.
Yeah.
That might
eradicate them from the United States.
Day one in 32 days, folks. After weeks of mysterious drone sightings, the FAA has announced a month-long ban on drone flying in the state of New Jersey. Usually you just have FAA-restricted airspace. The entire state, the FAA says, no more drones. And they say that they can be taken down with deadly force. So all you skeet shooters...
That would be fun.
First, I do have a question about the phrasing on that, by the way. Their machine... deadly force.
Yes.
Put those concepts together in your brain. Make it make sense. Well, guess it doesn't to me.
Well, machine, when your car dies, right? Yeah. The engine dies.
The car dies.
The car dies. That's a common phrase.
Yeah,
machines just can't die. There's no soul. There's no spirit.
But so you're saying that Skynet is already self-aware?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
If you see a drone following your car, you'll know why.
That's right.
Elsewhere, a recent wildlife study has found that some squirrels, listen to this, some squirrels in California have now become carnivorous.
Wow.
Yeah. They're eating other animals.
Yeah. No kidding.
Not to be outdone by the squirrels in New York City who now have open carry.
Yes.
So you got to be careful in New York, of course, of all places. And a man in New York has pleaded guilty to running a Chinese police station in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Apparently, when they cuff you, you get a fortune cookie.
Yes.
Along. Just good luck opening it. Today is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. I wish I would have known in advance. We all could have worn ugly Christmas sweaters today. So Joe Biden sat down for an interview, a rare thing, yes, I know, with something called the Midas Touch. And this is a bunch of left-wing podcasters. And the host, Ben Masilas, asked him to discuss his presidency. And did he have any regrets in his presidency?
Any other regrets that you have? Anything you wish you would have done differently?
Well, I guess if I thought a lot about it, it would be something I would have done specifically, but not generically.
So I've compiled a list here. And just chime in whatever you want, because you might have some other. How about the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal that resulted in 13 dead U.S. service members?
Well, yeah, it's possible. Yeah.
I think that would be the number one regret that he would have. But he couldn't specifically think of that. And maybe that's because of the mental decline. More on that coming up. How about record 40-year inflation rates?
Yeah.
About soaring gas prices? Remember during the gas price boom that... you saw those stickers on the pumps, Joe Biden? I did that.
Yeah, I did that, right.
More than 15 million illegal aliens entering the U.S. because of Biden's open borders. Mm-hmm. How about the names Rachel Morin, Lakin Riley, and Jocelyn Nongaray? These were children and women brutally raped and murdered by illegal aliens. Might you regret that?
Potentially, yeah.
How about record?
The fact that you picked Kamala Harris.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's not a mistake. That's a life error.
Record fentanyl overdoses, supply chain crisis. How about the jab mandates? Mm-hmm. Might regret that. Calling millions of Trump supporters garbage. Remember that?
Yes. Yeah.
Soaring crime in our cities, job-destroying tax hikes, the endless Ukraine-Russia giving away billions of tax dollars to promote war that had no vital U.S. interest involved. The weaponization of his Justice Department, locking up his political opponents, and the way that he's gutted the military with you know, the wokeness, et cetera. That's just a list to start. So maybe if you have any ideas that Biden regrets, we'd love to hear them. All right. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Chuck, you all set for the holidays?
I reckon.
Well, all your shopping is complete?
I still have to get a little bit more liquor, but other than that...
So, in other words, it's just another Friday for you.
Yeah, see, when I first took it in the house, I said, listen, we need this many bottles for the, and then by that time, it's gone.
Yeah. People in Chuck's new neighborhood, of course, he left the old neighborhood.
Yeah.
People in Chuck's new neighborhood are just astonished when they see the Bailey's truck pull up outside the house. And the hose just attached right to the side of the house.
I didn't know you drank hard seltzer. So I just sip on it.
That's right. Keep a steady burn. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we start about 6:02 and then finish up at 9.
One of the places we lived when I was growing up, they had a propane tank. Chuck actually has a Bailey's tank.
A Bailey's tank.
They fill it on monthly
basis. Top off the tank.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, see, give him a good one.
You could put a tank in one of those Generac things and pretend it was a Generac.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah. Just make it make motor sounds once a week for an hour.
Well, I could go outside.
Yeah, and after you hear our Chuck's Food News segment, you may want to bring back the hot tub. Wait to hear this.
Oh, good. Ooh. I like that.
All right, coming up in just a moment. We'll see you. 6:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There are many myths and misconceptions about the topic of estate planning. One of the most common being the belief that the planning process must be an uncomfortable, depressing discussion with your family. In reality, estate planning is an empowering opportunity to evaluate what's important to you and learn how to protect it. Stover Legal's valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to estates, wills, trusts, and medical directives tailored to each family's individual story. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Contact us today to learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com, planbaltimore.com, or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1979. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979 or biglou.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 6:23 Friday morning. Heading toward Christmas. Family arrived at our house last night. Daughter, granddaughter, the husband.
Is that why you're here at 2 a.m. this morning?
Yeah. Little Aviva, who's my granddaughter, she's become quite the talker. I tell you, it's nonstop motor mouth. What a great kid. So she took great delight in throwing something for the dog and then screaming when the dog brought it back. Oh, my God! Yeah. Oh, my.
Well, you remember your... Well, you might... This was a long time ago for you.
Yeah?
Your childhood.
No, childhood?
1967.
Yes. There's just an egg I remember coming out. 6:23, traffic weather on the three.
That explains it.
Really.
Dropped on your head right in the beginning.
That's right.
895 southbound. Still running just fine. Beautiful here right now at the Old Harbor Tunnel. And we can see 95 next door. Everybody's good there coming down the hill from the Keith Avenue ramp. Busy travel today, but more than likely later on. But for right now, we're good. All the major interstates are clear. Quick check through Annapolis. No problems at all. Bay Bridge, Sandy Point over towards the Severn River Bridge. And I-97 right now is clear. We usually get that back up around 7:15, 7:30 on I-97 at Route 32. So we'll be watching for that. They're still working on the wreck. Took down some wires overnight. Route 216 is affected west of Route 29 in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Well, the channel says we could have a few snow showers here this morning. No accumulation expected. Should turn over to rain a little bit later on. But right now, cloudy skies, 36 in Millersville, 34 in Dundalk. We're talking about CR, the second attempt, failing. Senator Kennedy had a unique way of explaining how we resolve this problem.
He's got some free-range chickens, and they wander off, and he can't catch all of them. And there's only one person right now who can catch them, and that's Donald Trump.
Yeah, we're talking about the Speaker Johnson's got some free-range chickens. Yeah,
there are also some backboneless chickens there. So
yeah. So and look, these 38 Republicans, most of them House Freedom Caucus conference members, including Andy Harris, Scott Perry, the former chair, people like Andy Biggs, Andy Clyde, Eli Crane, Paul Gosar, Thomas Massey, Andy Ogles, Ralph Norman. These are all rock-solid conservatives for the most part. There are a few rhinos in there. There are a few people that, might, here's one, John Curtis. He's worse than Mitt Romney. But Corey Mills, who is a veteran, who is a rock-solid conservative, Jordan Conradson of the Gateway Pundit caught up with him outside of D.C. as to why he voted against the CR.
Jordan Conradson with the Gateway Pundit. I'm here with Congressman Corey Mills. So, Representative Mills, how'd you vote on the new CR?
I voted no.
You voted no. Can you explain why that is?
Look, I've always said that I will not support a continuing resolution that spends that emergency COVID-level spending that Pelosi put in place. We should be at a 2019 plus 3.5% average, which means we'd spend at roughly a $1.477 trillion rate. As of today, we're spending at a $2.23 trillion rate. That is not sustainable, and we will end up collapsing the entire country as a result of the spending. I will always support our farmers. I will always support our military as a veteran myself. I will always make sure that we support the disaster relief on the state of Florida. But what I can't do is allow them to go ahead and cram that into a bill to force you into a damned if you don't, no debt ceiling limits, and then go ahead and say, yeah, let's keep doing the same thing that Democrats do, but now because we're in a Republican majority, that is somehow right. So I think we can do this better. I think we can get more fiscally responsible. I think we can find fiscal sanity. But I think also, I think we can help the American people.
Right.
So we need to get President Trump's agenda to succeed, and we need to do that responsibly.
Yeah, and he's absolutely right. When you're going to raise the debt limit and you're going to blow added $5 trillion of more debt, that's not fiscally responsible. And wait, if you're outraged by that, Senator Mike Lee was on with Jesse Waters last night, and he exposes the swampsters deal that they cut unbeknownst to Trump.
So you're saying, hold on, just back up. So you're saying these four people, you're saying Jeffries, Johnson,
McConnell, the firm.
McConnell and Schumer, they cooked this up for the last 85 days in secret, dropped it on everybody Wednesday, and this is where we are.
Yes, and it has failed. It's failed miserably because the American people are awake. They have access to X. They have access to Waters World. They have access to information and to apps that will help them quickly digest this information. This does not work. It's an historic moment. It's fallen apart. And as a result, somebody's going to have to lose their job over this. I don't think the speaker is going to remain in power. That's my prediction.
All right, we'll tell you who he thinks should be speaker. Basically, he's saying Schumer, McConnell, Mike Johnson and Hakeem Jeffries secretly cut this deal, crafted $1.7 trillion spending bill, 85 days before, to sneak it right before the holidays. So this was in the works for a long, long time. And why should Trump trust him?
He should not.
He should not trust any of these Republicans in leadership. Tim Kyle, you can trust to come out and take care of all your electrical needs in your home, whether it's exterior, interior, as they've done in my home, and they've done on Bruce's home as well. And, of course, recently they both did expanded HVAC. He fixed my heat pump, and he fixed Bruce's forced air system. Yep. So, again, the same commitment of and excellence and service you get from Tim Kyle Electric, you now get Tim Kyle HVAC. Call and make sure that your heat pump or forced air system is working efficiently and properly before the really cold weather comes here this winter. 410-876-9404 is the phone number, or you can log online at timkylecompany.com. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. The principal of Stemmers Run Middle School in Essex has sent a letter to the school community after a student was assaulted with a pair of scissors on Monday. The incident happened in a classroom. The injured student was treated by the school nurse. Baltimore County Police say the student accused in the assault was removed from the school and charged. The four federal charges brought against Luigi Mangione involve murder, stalking, and using a weapon equipped with a silencer. Now, those charges could trigger the death penalty for the 26-year-old Ivy League graduate if prosecutors seek it. The federal complaint claims Mangione traveled from Georgia to New York City for the purpose of stalking and killing Brian Thompson on December 4th. Brian Thompson, the United Healthcare CEO, he was gunned down in broad daylight in front of a Manhattan hotel. Federal charges come on top of the 11 state charges Mangione faces in New York. Mangione's charges in New York, though, would not bring a death penalty. They do not have the death penalty in New York. Maryland's congressional delegation has announced more than $7.3 million in federal funding to increase safety and security at places of worship. More than 50 churches, synagogues, mosques, and other religious community centers across Maryland will receive funding. More than $4 million will be distributed in the Baltimore area alone. Maryland State Police investigating the death of a 29-year-old woman in Chesapeake City. Troopers responded to the 800 block of Bethel Road early Thursday morning for a report of a woman who was suffering from multiple injuries. Emergency medical service personnel responded to the scene. The woman was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Investigators have not released the woman's name. The cause of death will be determined by the ME's office. And a woman who was released from prison early after a vehicular manslaughter conviction, heading back to prison for violating her probation. 28-year-old Callie Schwartzman, arrested on theft charges earlier this year for stealing more than $500 worth of merch. 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Pick three, lottery number 524, pick four, 7164. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We've had a look at the BW Parkway, and so far so good. Route 100 Arundel Mills down to Route 32. Good to go there. Looking at you live now at I-97 at Benfield Boulevard, and both sides of the roadway clear. Good pace right now, both directions, especially on the southbound side. The overnight wreck took down some wires and utility poles, and the report is Route 216 is still affected to the west of Route 29 in Howard County. Some construction was underway. Might be some limited lanes here on Falls Road at Old Pimlico Road, just above the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Got a chance for a little snow in the early going and then rain today. Not expecting any kind of accumulation as far far as the snow is concerned. And then we are headed up to 42. Tonight, rain early, then a chance for rain and snow, low 31. Mostly sunny Saturday, 35 for the afternoon high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. Blindster is a family-run business that began in 2010, and we've sold millions of custom blinds, shades, and shutters and received over 100,000 five-star reviews. Don't hire an expensive pro. Do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Two versions of the same meeting. Who to believe? Well, the Ravens held a defensive powwow after the Giants game, discussing the penalties and other defensive issues while getting their minds right for the Steelers. Here's Marlon Humphrey's take on the meeting.
In the past, there's been a lot more talk about it. Defensive meeting today was a little fiery. Team meeting was a little fiery, but...
That's Marlon Humphrey saying it's fiery. Next up, the media hustled over to Kyle Hamilton, and here's his take.
I really don't know what he's talking about. He might have been in his own little world.
They were both at the same meeting. Final game status for tomorrow, out for Baltimore, Jalen Armour-Davis and Deontay Johnson. Questionable, Rashad Bateman, Nelson Agholor, Daniel Fa'alele, and Odafe Owe. Justice Hill was a full go yesterday, so was Ardarius Washington. Meanwhile, for Baltimore, Bateman was in a walking boot. For the Steelers, big loss, George Pickens is out, will miss his third straight game. So is Justin Fields. Deshaun Elliott is doubtful, meaning he won't play. T.J. Watt, Cameron Hayward, and Patrick Queen were all full goes yesterday for the Steelers. Last night in the NFL, Chargers kicker Cameron Dicker did something that hasn't been done in the NFL for 48 years.
Crazy things are going to happen here. Can he bang it through? On its way, it is. Yep.
Made history tonight.
Yes.
So what happened was Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit were on the call. The kick was allowed if the previous play is a punt, a fair catch is called by the receiving team, and on the play a penalty is called on the punting team. That's called a free kick field goal. Great foresight by Jim Harbaugh to call the fair catch, and the Chargers go on to win it 34-27 was the final. Baseball news. Newest Oriole free agent acquisition Tomoyuki Sugano spoke to the media through his translator yesterday from Baltimore.
It's really the great pitching staff, the pitching development, great team. Also that they're contending for a World Series and having the opportunity to win a World Series immediately.
Sugano also saying he's looking forward to working with Adley Rutschman and eating soft shell crabs. Time now, and that's true, by the way. Time now is 6:37. When we return, what college sports programs are worth.
What's happening, Baltimore? Brian Leppo here, co-host of Baltimore's own Sanity Lounge at sanitylounge.com, your hub for the arts. Check out the dozens of shows portraying some of B-More's finest artists, comedians, and musicians. Sign up for the free artist and venue directory at sanitylounge.com. As a replacement for the defunct city paper, post your events with our interactive events calendar, be part of our weekly events email blasts, and don't forget to listen to some incredible interviews with some of the region's best talent.
So we knew this was coming. You know how they rank professional sports teams in terms of what they're worth. The Cowboys are $10 million. The Eagles are $8 million. Yeah, $8 billion. Yes, Bruce, it's coming.
Yeah, okay.
So now, all of a sudden, because college sports are basically pro sports in the college division, they're also ranking what the top college sports programs are worth. Hmm. CNBC did this study, and they ranked the top 75. And so here they are, the top. I'll give you the top five in order. Oh, and I'm not sure how they figured this out.
From 1 to 5.
I'm going from 1 to 5.
Okay.
Number one, Ohio State University, $1.32 billion.
Wow.
University of Texas, number two, mm-hmm. at $1.28 billion. Then it's Texas A&M, which actually surprised me. Fourth was University of Michigan. Fifth was Alabama.
Wow, Alabama all the way down.
To number five. But, it's just ridiculous that we're even having this conversation.
Yeah. Did Maryland end up in the top 75 anywhere?
That's a good question. Yeah. Notre Dame, by the way, is sixth. Okay. They play tonight. I'll check Maryland.
Okay, check Maryland.
But the point is, private equity has come to the NFL. Private equity is eventually going to come to college.
Right.
And these private equity people are going to bring money in there, and it's just off to the races.
Follow the money.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Crazy stuff.
Big business. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 638.
No, I've contended for quite some time that the reasonable thing to do with college football, particularly with college football, is, yeah, you can get a degree here, but it's going to be a degree in sports performance. It will not maybe be end up with, after 4 years, a degree in sports performance. You won't have a degree based on your scholastic achievements. It's going to be based on how successful you are as a college athlete.
Well, I know this is probably a rare commodity, but there are people, collegiate athletes, that do go and get an education.
Yes, but you can choose that path.
I think there's a little broad brush there, but there are collegiate athletes that do care about their academics when they go to school.
Yeah, and there are those students, but there are also students like Dexter Manley, went all the way through school. He was illiterate.
Right? He was. I just went down the list, by the way. University of Maryland, out of the top 75, Maryland, 52nd. Apparently, their program is worth $477 million.
Okay. That's still big.
Half
bucks.
A billion.
Yeah. Thanks, Gary.
Yep.
By the way, Brian said, seriously, Trump is saying that Chip Roy should be primaried over voting no to the CR monstrosity. Now I believe Chip Roy's been a problem and should be primary, but for other reasons. This is not a reason to primary. Trump better get his head on straight because this country can't continue spending like this. Let me tell you the reason why Trump wants that spending limit, the debt ceiling raised. Because he knows if it's not raised, they're going to blow right through it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
With this bill, with any CR, they'll blow right through it, and then of course, once you do that, you have to pay the debt.
Yes.
And so Trump, the Democrats' scheme is to saddle Trump with default on the debt. And so he knows that's the game they're playing. That's the reason why he wants it raised. But there are a lot of others out there. There are other ways to do this. And now that we know that Johnson and McConnell were scheming with Schumer and Jeffries, they all need to be replaced. And the best thing to do, and I would agree with Nancy Mace on this case, is just a very clean, short term CR to January 21st, whatever you want to do. Get Trump in there. Get new leadership in the Congress. And of course, the people spoke.
Right.
And make sure that the new bill going forward is going to reflect Trump's agenda.
Old czar, new czar. Tom Holman yesterday was speaking with Sophie Smirker. What's your name? Kristen Wilker.
Right.
The moment, the way the smirk on that face all the time is a 24/7, and it highlights the difference between the old border czar and the new border czar.
The idea that he is trying to say that we have people that are trying to invade our country to commit mass crime is a crisis of his own making.
To the criminal cartels in Mexico, you smuggled enough fentanyl across this country to kill 148,000 young Americans. You have killed more Americans than every terrorist organization in the world combined. And that's when President Trump gets back in office. He's going to designate you a terrorist organization. And he's going to wipe you off the face of the earth. You're done. You're done.
Now that is a difference.
That is a difference
between obviously the old border czar and the new border czar. Tom Holman yesterday speaking with Wilker.
He said it starts on day one, but after how many days will we actually start to see that happening?
Day one. Day one will be ICE officers across the country will be out on the streets. Right out of the gate, President's made it clear, and I've made it clear, their priority right out of the gate is public safety threats and national security threats. And there's plenty of them.
Yeah, but she said, no, really, when you really get started, fine. I mean, he takes office on January 20, but when do you really think it's going to happen? He says, day one, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, day one, they're going to be out there. They're going to be ready to start hauling these folks in.
Well, they're already doing it. We're going to talk to Matt Elliston, Baltimore ICE director, coming up a little bit later on the show. But they continue to do their jobs on ERO. But the Baltimore field office is, I think, ranked second only to Los Angeles in removal of sex offenders. So they continue to do their jobs. It's just now going to be on steroids.
Yeah, you're going to hear more from Holman later on in the show right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, ready for the holidays, just short by about 2 or 3 gallons of Bailey's. It's Chuck Whitaker.
I just made arrangements for that, by the way.
Oh, you're good, yes.
We're good to go now.
We'll be right over.
Southbound 895.
is slowing now at O'Donnell Street. There was a report that there had been a minor wreck after O'Donnell Street and before the tunnel. I don't see it. I've looked a couple different places, and the two green arrows are out going into the tunnel, so it's not indicating any major problem. But some brake lines at O'Donnell Street, and then the traffic is actually going into the tunnel on the southbound side. 95 next door, a little busy, top of the hill, coming into the Keith Avenue ramp, and then through the Fort McHenry tunnel, but all four lanes are moving on that section of I-95. Nothing major yet. Very quiet on the JFX between Bruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says we could see some snow showers. No accumulation expected. Turning over to rain a little bit later on today. 42 overnight rain snow mixture possible. No accumulation. 31, but cold tomorrow. Sunny and 35. Right now cloudy. 32 in Reisterstown. 33 in Ellicott City. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bubba Johnson.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. When I wake up, I'm getting a CAT scan.
Any of you that have gone to a ballpark recently, a stadium, football, baseball, basketball arena, whatever the case may be, you know how difficult, how expensive it is to take your children or your grandchildren to a family of four. It's well over $200 by the time you do tickets, concessions, so on and so forth. But had the Phoenix Suns have unveiled a new $2 value menu inside their arena. Listen to this. Menu items are up to 77% off regular price. That includes hot dogs, chips, popcorn, fountain drinks, and more. And they now say this will cost a family of four $98 versus, I'm sorry, it used to cost a family of four $98. Now, just $24.
Wow.
It's the new $2 value menu at the Phoenix Suns. I hope that catches on to other stadiums and arenas.
Yeah.
Host is unveiling a brand new logo and packaging design. Of course, remember the Hostess cupcakes and the donuts and the Twinkies, of course, to enhance appeal with new consumers while engaging current fans. Of course, the reason why Smucker's bought them last year.
Yeah.
Bought out Hostess. Yep. So that's going to do a design logo. Little Debbie's, however, will remain the same. Thank goodness.
Okay.
Ritz Bits is the little crackers, Ritz Bits. They're adding a new flavor now, spicy queso.
It's all yours, Sean.
All right, baby. Bring it on. Of course, they are processed food, so I don't know.
Yeah, I got one for you.
Yeah.
And Chuck, this is something I'm surprised you didn't leave with the first thing this morning. Tractor trailer transporting orange chicken crashed and rolled along eastbound I-70 near Clear Springs yesterday morning, closing part of the interstate for hours. Now, a second truck containing refried rice somehow missed the accident.
Right.
Yeah.
So...
I saw that, Rick. Yes. It was so far out to the western part of the state. I mean, way out.
I know.
A lot of motorists had a free lunch.
Yes.
Of course, they were hungry. They were hungry 5 minutes later.
5 minutes later. Very good.
So, wasn't last year, 2 years ago, I think, that Chuck gave up the hot tub.
Yeah.
Was it 2 years?
It's longer than that.
Yeah. I think it's been at least 2 years.
Yeah, at least two.
Yeah. Because, look, it was a constant source.
We could ask him. He's around.
Yeah. When was it, Chuck? I don't even know if he knows.
I don't know. Okay. I don't remember.
When you've been sipping on Bailey's all day.
Oh, yes.
Okay. When you've been soaking in Bailey's all day. Who knows how much memory is retained.
That's nice. And your skin turns a little brown from the color.
Liquid Death, the Murder Your Thirst brand, has made a name for itself in the world and their bold marketing. And now here comes the Liquid Death Mountain Water Sparkling Hot Tub. Yes, you can have one in your backyard or on your deck right now from the folks at Liquid Death. From now to January 3rd, diehard Liquid Death fans need to spend $20 or more on Liquid Death's Mountain Water flavored sparkling or iced tea through GoPuff. Whatever that is.
Yeah.
And while supplies last, entrants will receive a free Liquid Death and GoPuff branded bathing suit, one suit per customer, Chuck, and an automatic entry for a chance to win one of three Liquid Death branded hot tubs. We're only making three of these things, so that'd be a collector's item.
Yeah.
Is that bathing suit one size fits all?
Good question.
Because if it's too tight, it can hurt.
Yeah. You might have to get two then.
Particularly with the sparkling water.
Yeah, one for each leg.
That's nice.
I'm just trying to help you out, man.
Yeah, I see that. Okay. Help me out what?
He's so nice.
I know. Maybe I'll just buy a smaller one and put it over your face.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate
yeah,
that.
Thanks, Mr. Casey.
You're quite welcome. Anytime I can be of assistance, you know I am right there. 6:48. Jeff McDonald's on the line. Jeff's going to be filling in for us next week.
Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
Gentlemen, good morning once again. I want to thank Sean Casey and WCBM and you, Bruce, for the opportunity and the privilege to fill in next week for you guys. And next week, we're going to frame it around Occam's Razor Radio, Keep It Simple Scholar. We were built upon life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I think that my fellow citizens are sick and tired of being abused, exploited, propagandized, and it's time that we dig deeper. I mean, isn't it fascinating, gentlemen, that 24 hours ago, a most important 1,500-page document was whittled down to 150 pages within 24 hours, and a lot of it's still crap. Sean and Bruce, if you guys right now threw the switch to shut off WCBM, what would happen? It would go dark, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And we'd be fired.
Yeah. Precisely. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, because if I were to forward you, for example, what I read in front of the Baltimore County School Board, which is in our Baltimore County public schools right now in some of the books, you'd shut me off, and probably the FCC would be on you. But my point is that it's time to dig deeper and get the callers involved next week, because we're really excited. We're going to get into education. We're going to get into fitness and nutrition. We're going to get in the role of the churches. I've got experts coming on. But once again, most importantly, I want to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity and the privilege to fill in. And if people call in and listen, I think they will find it very beneficial.
Oh, all right. We're looking forward to it. Right? Jeff McDonald, of course, president of the Patriot
Club.
Appreciate
you sitting in.
And we do appreciate you're giving us an opportunity to take spend some time for some family. So tune in. Jeff will be here starting Monday, and he always does a great job. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Have a Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You. My pleasure.
And a Happy New Year.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:50 on the morning drive.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Was the night before Christmas. It was quiet in the house and not a creature was stirring because my mother-in-law was in Towson. The stockings were hung by the fake fireplace in hopes that Santa Claus would soon show his face. The children were nestled all snug in their beds because I told them if they got up one more time, I'd crack all of their heads. And Mama in her house coat was in bed all alone because I was in a bathroom trying to find her hormones. When out on a pavement there arose such a ruckus, I sprang from the bathroom and fell right on my tuckus. I went to the window as the noise did increase and looked out to see if I should call the police.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow made the objects below look like, I don't know. When what to my wandering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and a guy with a big rear.
David Du Bois.
The little old driver was so lively and quick.
Of course, famous for Crabs for Christmas. Great guy. Not a creature was stirring because my mother-in-law was in Towson. All right, very good.
6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
They look like I don't do.
Something.
Yeah, you know, boy. The Outer Loop West Side is delayed now, 795 down through Liberty Road towards I-70. Apparently in that backup south of Liberty Road, there's a lot of construction there. There must have been a little minor confrontation. They must have gotten out, straightened things out, and left because I don't see the vehicles after Liberty Road, but the backup is still there. But we're moving again from Liberty Road down to I-70. But you'll have a delay that goes back towards 795. The Parkville side is filled in just a bit coming up to Hartford Road. Nothing major there. 895, the old Harbor Tunnel. The brake lights beginning now around the O'Donnell Street ramp on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says we are expecting some of that precipitation, which could be in the frozen form, otherwise known as snow showers. No accumulation expected this morning. Turns over to rain. High today 42. Right now we're cloudy. 33 in Middle River. 36 in Stevensville. And part of Mayor Brandon Scott's solution to Baltimore's drug crisis, and it is a drug crisis, he's not talking about and look, this is going to be, I think, a tough. It was a tough sell last General Assembly when they put in this bill. They were going to use these legalized drug usage or drug injection sites in Baltimore City. And historically, Baltimore has had a major drug problem. There's a website out there that says that the city runs. Baltimore averages more than two overdose deaths per day. Baltimore City makes up 9% of Maryland's population, but 44%. Of overall overdose deaths. It's one of the leading overdose cities in the country. And what he wants is a supervised drug consumption site. And that's a facility where drug addicts voluntarily bring their pre-obtained illegal substances to shoot, snort, or smoke under the eye of healthcare professionals. The goal of which is to, they say, provide education and support to addicts to prevent the number of ODs which end in death. Here's what they get. Free sterile drug use supplies, such as needles, administering the life-saving drug naloxone to reverse overdoses. Addicts would also benefit from wound care, disease testing, and whatever this is, reproductive health education. And in an op-ed for Maryland Matters, Mayor Scott, or then it was a city council president back in 2020, and in 2022, he wrote that not only do these sites ensure fewer lives lost to drug use, but for many, it is an opportunity to take the helping hand of community organizers and start their journey to recovery. Simply put, we can't address the overdose crisis without first saving the lives of those who use drugs. And there are two sides to this argument.
This is evidence-based treatment.
And every one of these injection sites has been complete failure.
Yeah, well, except for now this one in New York, which it's on point New York City, which is the mayor's pointing to this, and an unidentified advocate here from there saying that, look, they're having some success at their legal drug use centers.
We have to be honest. People inject in unsafe spaces every day, multiple times a day. So it's really a matter of, you know, how wide do you want your eyes to be open to the problem?
Mike Gimbel, a former drug addict, and you're probably familiar with him. He's been in the Baltimore County area for quite some time. He obviously is opposed to this idea.
We need the ability to break the cycle of addiction. You don't break the cycle of addiction by giving them clean needles.
No, one of the problems I have with this is how very nice. You're going to have education going on to a bunch of junkies who are, you know, blown out of their minds once they get in and needle themselves up. Well, so exactly how much education are they going to absorb, Sean?
And the drug dealers are going to know exactly where they're headed.
Sure.
You know, if they're going to a legal drug use center, the drug dealers can just, on their way in, hey, man, got some stuff for you. Need some stuff on your way into the legal drug center? Are you enjoying? What is that you're eating?
A cough drop.
Oh, okay.
I was coughing like crazy over here, so.
No, it just sounded good. Elsewhere, the
one?
No, thanks.
Okay.
But Gimbel says, look, the answer here is long treatment centers.
Treatment works. All this other stuff is a failure. And how many years are we going to keep trying to do this harm reduction when it doesn't reduce anything?
So already, he's absolutely right about that. It doesn't reduce it. It just, it may reduce overdose deaths. And in New York, apparently, they've had some success with reducing overdose deaths. But it's not going to reduce drug usage. In fact, it's going to promote and encourage more drug addiction. Maryland State Senator Shelley Hettleman, District 11, she's already pre-filed a bill for the session, which starts January 8th of next year. And it allows for the creation of six injection sites throughout the state in areas of high drug use. So I think Hagerstown will be right up there along with Baltimore yep. City. The bill would permit community-based organizations, churches, clinics, mental health facilities to apply to host drug use sites. Boy, is this a great message for our children and grandchildren as well.
Yeah.
You know, if they're putting one of these things in your community, in your area of the state, hey, let's look, watch all of the hopheads walk into the drug center where they go in and then they come out. And I don't know if they have to stay there until the high wears off, or they're allowed then just to walk freely among us.
Yeah.
And who knows? I just think it's a bad idea. I'm opposed to the idea. And we'll get your thoughts on that as well. Don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive available at WCBM.com and on Rumble. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A revised spending bill averting a partial government shutdown at midnight and suspending the debt ceiling for 2 years has been defeated in the House. Several dozen Republicans joined Democrats voting down the Trump-endorsed bill, much to the dismay of Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole.
Today's bill funds the government through March 14th. This will allow Republicans to engage President Trump as we negotiate a final year funding bills that fulfill the mandate of the American people and our America First agenda.
With the bill's defeat, House Speaker Mike Johnson says now, time to regroup and try again. Parts of the Midwest digging out from a half foot of fresh snow, bitter cold and ice, impacting travel at a very busy time of the year.
Get ready for some of the most crowded times on the roads and at airports. AAA spokesperson Aitza Diaz says the number of people traveling for the holidays is expected to top the previous holiday season high that was set in 2019.
What we are expecting is an overall total record of 119 million travelers, and specifically the airline passengers, air travel. That's also a new record of 7.85 million.
Diaz says people are experiencing a sort of post-pandemic psychological shift, valuing visiting family and friends a lot more than they did before. Donna Warder, Washington.
Now facing federal as well as state charges, the accused killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is jailed in New York. Luigi Mangione could face a death sentence if he is convicted. U.S. diplomats in Syria for the first time in more than a decade. They're there for talks with those who are in charge following the ouster of longtime dictator Bashar al-Assad, who fled to Russia. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 186 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 300 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation
investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at EquityProtect.com. That's EquityProtect.com.
Bible.
7:03 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic with 1-3 is all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, they're doing it to us once again with the construction. Here we are Friday, the weekend before Christmas, and, you know, people are traveling today, and they decided to set up construction northbound 95 after Joppa Road in the right lane, and then again northbound after Route 24. Genius. Absolute genius. Okay? But in the meantime, several lanes will be affected there, and if you're going north from White Marble Boulevard out through Harford County, be prepared. There are several areas now, especially north of Route 24 at Exit 76, where there is already a backup construction 7 o'clock in the morning on a Friday before Christmas.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish that we were on center just for 5 seconds, because I'd like to say what I think. But either way. There's a new wreck near Mount Airy, Route 27 at Route 80. That's going to be just south of I-70. A little bit slow on the west side. There was a minor wreck in that backup, and we're busy from 795 down to I-70 and eventually getting better towards Route 40 west. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Got a chance for a little snow in the early going and then rain today. Not expecting any kind of accumulation as far as the snow is concerned. And then we are headed up to 42. Tonight, rain early, then a chance for rain and snow, low 31. Mostly sunny Saturday, 35 for the afternoon high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air 34 degrees. Dundalk has 37 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The U.S. House has once again rejected a version of the spending bill to avert a government shutdown. It pertains locally because the proposal would have covered rebuilding Baltimore's Key Bridge after it collapsed when a cargo ship struck it in March. The bipartisan agreement that was reached earlier this week was changed after it was criticized by President-elect Donald Trump and billionaire Elon Musk. Maryland Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin posted a message saying, "This holiday season, House Republicans want to break a bipartisan deal and furlough millions of hardworking federal workers, quote, to placate the richest man in the world." The principal of Stemmers Run Middle School in Essex has sent a letter to the school community after a student was assaulted with a pair of scissors on Monday. Incident happened in a classroom, the injured student treated by the school nurse. The four federal charges brought against Luigi Mangione involve murder, stalking, and using a weapon equipped with a silencer. Those charges could trigger the death penalty for the 26-year-old Ivy League graduate if prosecutors seek it. A federal complaint against Mangione says that he traveled from Georgia to New York City, quote, for the purpose of stalking and killing Brian Thompson on December 4. It's 7:05. Lottery numbers, 524 was your pick 3, 7164 your pick 4, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. What I'm about to say may not sit well with the greater Christian community, but I believe many of the problems in America today can be traced right back to the preaching coming out of progressive pulpits. They have confused what is evil with what is good, and what is right with what is wrong, whether by accident or on purpose. Pastors are to give spiritual guidance to the people in the pews, who then are to take it out into the world in which they live, being salt and light in an otherwise lost and dark and culture. There is a reason the pundits, as well as those in government, don't understand the basics of male and female physiology. There is a reason why our society thinks it's okay to kill an unwanted child, but not okay to execute an incarcerated murderer. There is a reason why God laid out specific guidelines for marriage that the state refuses to follow. The reason for all of this, of course, can be placed, at least in part, on those who have changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. Beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
Well, ball security and emphasis this week for the Ravens offense as turnovers, among other things, have contributed to 8 losses in their last 9 games against the Steelers. Here's tight end Isaiah Likely on the message this week.
It's a big emphasis. I mean, in the last 3 games they said we had 8 turnovers. So, you know, that's just, you know, a big reason on why, you know, we have been in the loss column when we played them. So really just harping on that, especially, and then really just going from there.
Steelers number 1 in the league in takeaways with 30, and at plus 18 are tied with the Buffalo Bills for number 1 in the league in turnover ratio. Injury status for tomorrow. The big ones are George Pickens out for Pittsburgh. T.J. Watt is questionable. Rashad Bateman in a walking boot yesterday for Baltimore. He is questionable as well. Last night in the NFL, it was a good one.
Herbert. Little shovel dump pass to Haskins. Inside the 10. Touchdown Chargers.
Al Michaels with a call on Prime. Chargers beat the Broncos last night 34-27. The final, Gus the Bus ran for 2 touchdowns for L.A. NBA last night, the Wiz did something they don't usually do. They won a game. Only their 4th of the year, 123-114 over the Hornets. Jordan Poole led the way with 27. Coming up at 7:35, the best $1.50 you ever spent. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, it's my favorite. The Budweiser Frogs.
Oh, the classics.
Yes. It wouldn't be a Christmas in the Casey household if we didn't hear from the croaking frogs so at Christmas time. Nice.
So very nice.
That should be somewhere in the 12 days of Christmas, I think.
I would think so, too.
12 you know. Frogs are croaking?
Yes.
All right, hour number 2.
Get your very own advent calendar with frogs.
Here in the Morning Drive. Well, it was one of the 7 plagues, wasn't it?
Was it frogs, yeah.
I guess. I think locusts. Frogs. Yeah, if I remember. Absolutely. Yeah. So, see, there's biblical reference
here. Yeah, well, there you go.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Here's your top stories coming up in this hour.
Jonathan Turley and other legal experts weigh in on Liz Cheney.
Of the J6 committee, I believe that she did act improperly, unethically. I thought the committee itself engaged in dishonest and unethical conduct.
While the BCPD isn't saying the Towson mass shooting was, at this point, not gang-related, evidence begins to indicate otherwise.
Right now, we haven't confirmed that it's gang-related. We do know that there appears to be at least some rival individuals in this case, and we're working to try to, you know, determine exactly what's going on here.
And, of course, we begin with, another law case. This was quite a bit of news yesterday. You had Fonnie Willis saying, or being told, rather, guess what? You're off the case. You've disqualified yourself from the case that you had hoped to put Donald Trump behind bars on. She, of course, is pushing back a bit. But just for reference, here's John Yoo.
It's another example of this lawfare campaign that was waged by Democrats, boomeranging back on them, and falling all around their ears. Anyone who watched this trial, remember, this is the DA who claimed that the entire Trump reelection campaign was something like an organized crime racket that was intending to deprive everyone of our civil rights to vote.
Yeah, John, you, of course, served as Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Office of Legal Counsel during the Department of Justice. He wrote the torture memos that determine the legal limits of torture. He is a legal scholar of great note. And he says, here are a couple things we may have forgotten about Fani. I remember Fani sitting in court when she was being questioned, acting as if, how dare you question me? It was just, the attitude was amazing. Well, of course, I guess you have to have a lot of attitude when you hire your ex-boyfriend and expect him to take you on weekend jaunts.
DA Fani Willis hired her boyfriend, essentially, to be the special counsel, overpaid him, and then had him investigate and bring charges against Donald Trump. It's a complete conflict of interest. And if you take a quick look at the Georgia Appeals Court decision here, that's what it says. There's such an appearance of impropriety, an appearance of a conflict of interest, that Fani Willis should not be the prosecutor.
So she had been yanked off the case, and the question then becomes, well, what happens to the case? Fair question from Jonathan Yu is, who's going to take this turkey?
It's hard for me to see another Georgia district attorney wanting to take up this flawed case and try to prosecute Trump on these theories that his reelection campaign was some kind of criminal organized crime enterprise.
Yeah, very difficult to figure that out.
Yeah, it's like the 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon. They really desperately tried to tie Donald Trump to all these RICO cases in Georgia, and it's
the most tenuous connection.
Exactly,
ever.
It is just no one's ever seen a RICO case like this, including Professor Turley over at GW. It just never happened. Of course, it's Donald Trump. So remember that.
All bets are off there. 7:13. More on that coming up. By the way, from Jonathan Turley and others. Right now, it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes, the completely PG version of the traffic report this morning.
Yeah. Oh, just maybe 4 or 5 seconds just to say a little something, but that's all right.
Yeah, he just wants no censorship. He wants to be able to see what he wants to say, Sean, for 4 or 5 seconds. I guess that's worth our careers, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it is. Sure it is. Well, you could just beep it. The people downline that could hear it.
Oh, I see. Yes.
There's a method to the madness. The West Side Outer Loop did recover. There was a wreck on the Outer Loop between Liberty Road and Security. That's clear, and even the backup now is a little better now. So barring any new problems, we're okay there. The new wreck south of Mount Airy had road blockage, Route 27 at Route 80. That's south of I-70, and actually Montgomery County Police are handling that wreck, but there was some road blockage locally there. Overnight, there was a wreck on 216 to the west of Route 29 in Howard County, and from what we're seeing now, it looks like that detour is still underway. Tunnels with some backup southbound, especially 895 as you're moving after O'Donnell Street. Construction, two areas, northbound 95 and Joppa Road. There's plenty of room there, so that's not bad, but the single lane that's taken away is creating a backup northbound in Harford County at exit 76, which is Route 24. They're blocking the right lane on a Friday morning, which is really kind of the unofficial beginning of the long holiday weekend. Completely ridiculous in my mind. And the ramp traffic, once again, has a tight merge when you come on from Route 24. So there is a backup north of Route 152 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says we could get some frozen stuff here this morning. A snow shower, but no accumulation expected. It'll turn to rain later on, 42 today. Overnight rain and a mixture of snow, maybe. Again, no accumulation, 31. And then cold, bitterly cold this weekend. Sunny and 35. It'll be dry on Saturday and not much better on Sunday. Cloudy, 34 in Glen Burnie, at 32 in Bel Air. And time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
So the latest drama coming out of the swamp known as Washington, D.C., the first continuing resolution, which, again, Speaker Johnson promised never to do again, was more like an omnibus, nearly 1,600 pages, $1.7 trillion in new spending. It would add to the national debt, and a lot of it was just a Christmas tree of Democrat giveaways in order to try to bribe and get Democrat votes. We now know, thanks to Senator Mike Lee, that Jeffries and Schumer cut a secret deal with Johnson and McConnell. McConnell for this bill to try to sneak it in and jam it through the holidays, thanks to Elon Musk, the DOGE director, along with President Trump, called it out on X, successfully got the bill killed. So then here comes attempt number two at the continuing resolution. Trump announced success in Washington, called on all Republicans and Democrats to vote yes for the new government funding bill. Two Democrats voted for it. 38 Republicans voted against it, including most members of the House Freedom Caucus. One of those members, of course, was Chip Roy. And Trump went after Roy in an X post, saying the very unpopular congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, is getting in the way, as usual, of having yet another great Republican victory, all for the sake of some cheap publicity for himself. Republican obstructionists have to be done away with. The Democrats are using them, and we can't let that happen. Our country's far better off closing in for a period of time than it is agreeing to the things the Democrats want to force upon us, etc. Look, I agree with President Trump. The Republican obstructions need to be dealt with. But again, Chip Roy is, look, I'm not a Chip Roy fan. He hates MAGA. He's a libertarian. He was in favor of not removing Liz Cheney. He did try to get Ken Paxton removed as the Attorney General of Texas. So there are a lot of reasons why I don't like Chip Roy, but he is right on this particular issue. You don't raise the debt limit at this point. You don't add more spending to our debt. And what needs to be done is a clean CR that funds the current level of government till January 21st.
Yeah.
Okay? Exactly. The disaster relief bills should be standalone, single subject bills, period. Okay? And then when the new Congress and hopefully the new Speaker start, because, you know, the obstructionists here are Speaker Johnson and Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
They're the obstructionists. They're the ones cutting deals with the Democrats. It's not MAGA. It's not the House Freedom Caucus. It's the swampsters in Washington. Some names being floated already include Jim Jordan is now interested in becoming Speaker, we are hearing. Tom Massey said he is willing to serve as Speaker.
Yeah, but he said that he has somebody else in mind.
Yeah, well, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, because they head up DOGE.
Yeah.
But Musk, as you know, is pretty busy. So I don't think he would be a good choice. So yeah, it's possible Vivek Ramaswamy might be an option. And the Financial Times Person of the Year Award goes to President-elect Donald John Trump. There's a singer by the name of Tom McDonald. He's out with a little Trump Christmas tune that we'd share with you here this morning.
Well, the tide is finally turning, and Kamala's speech is slurring. Thank God we're saying bye to Joe. Screw the woke, screw the woke, screw the woke. And the mainstream media's dying, their viewers shaving their heads and crying. What is a woman? Well, they still don't know. Screw the woke, screw the woke, screw the woke. They tried to stop us by taking his life, but they missed, so it's fight, fight, fight. The left really thought they'd beat the right, and they fought, but they lost, thank the Lord. Now January is coming, half of Hollywood's already running. They're finding new countries to call home. Screw the woke, screw the woke, screw the woke.
Thank
charming.
You.
Charming.
Thank you, Tom McDonald. 31 days to go.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have now. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
All right, still to come around the morning drive. Phony Fawny has been DQ'd, but that does not mean she has given up the fight. We have the latest details for you on that here on the morning drive.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBL.
Money, money, money. Joy. Ooh, joy.
quite like the experience of being in studio with Sean Casey when he decides he really should have been in the gospel choir.
Indeed. A spiritual really gets me going. First thing in the morning.
It does, man. The energy is amazing.
Joy to the world.
Yeah.
In 5 days. Peace on earth. Goodwill towards men.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, still to come between now and 9 o'clock this morning. Matt Ellison, he is in charge of ICE here in the Baltimore area, and he will join us around 8:37 this morning. And this is the last show that I'll be working before Christmas, last one you'll be working before Christmas as well. And I've been doing something, man, it's been a long time now, since I think the 1980s. Every year, the last show that I do, no matter where I am, the very last thing I do is a father's letter to Santa written by a friend of mine a long time ago. And it's a wonderful piece. And I'll have that for you. I do it live every year. I have that for you around 8:57, right before the end of the show this morning.
All right, we heard from Gene with this is someone who's lived the experience. We're talking about the safe drug, legal drug use centers. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm the mother of a recovering drug addict. The idea is well-intentioned stupidity. Addicts in active use cannot be educated. They live for the next high. They need treatment, not enabling. All right. That's someone that's actually living that experience as we speak, and I would certainly defer to her.
7:23 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
My buddy used to say there's a vehicle broken down here. He said it was in the acceleration lane.
The acceleration lane.
Not the acceleration, but the exhilaration lane. So that's where this is. Inner loop right at the ramp at Liberty Road. If you're coming on to the Beltway from eastbound Liberty Road, right at the end of that ramp, there's some activity there. Room to get by. You can even make the exit ramp from the inner loop. But I want to give you a heads up. There's some activity on that right side. The Old Harbor Tunnel, still looking at delays. Nothing major, but it's backed up to around the O'Donnell Street ramp. Fort McHenry Tunnel looks good. And then after that, 95 Russell Street, the interchange there at 395. All the lanes are open. Construction 95 northbound with delays. Right lane is blocked northbound in Harford County at Route 24 with delays as you're coming up from Mountain Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says, yep, we might see a few snow showers here this morning. No accumulation expected. Turning over to rain today and a high of 42. A bitterly cold weekend awaits. Right now, cloudy, 33 in Pikesville, and it is 34 in Severn. And coming up at 7:37, the Towson shooting, that mass shooting, more evidence now beginning to surface that would indicate, yes, it was gang-related. We'll explain.
All right. Talk Radio 680 WCVM. Heard from Jonathan Yu earlier on this half hour. Mike Davis, he is over at the Federalist Society, and he is actually also the founder of the Article 3 Project, which is a project that was set up by him to defend constitutional judges and the rule of law. He took a look at this Fannie Willis case. To say he was unimpressed, understatement.
She is obviously corrupt. Her office just got disqualified because of her corruption. The state of Georgia should bring state fraud and corruption charges, and the feds need to bring federal fraud and corruption charges in addition to the criminal conspiracy against rights.
Now, here's something that he asks, by the way, Sean, that I think, you know, we have our suspicion as to why this is, but he asked a pretty important question. This stuff has been pretty obvious, what she was doing, trying to tie a campaign, a political campaign, to a RICO statute since day one. So his question is, where the hell is Merrick Garland?
Where the hell is the criminal probe of Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade? And maybe they don't want to bring this criminal probe because it ties directly to the Biden White House, including Biden White House counsel's office. Nathan Wade had two meetings, again, $4,000 worth of his time billed to Fulton County taxpayers, 16 hours for his two meetings. Maybe that's why Merrick Garland is protecting Joe Biden and Joe Biden's White House again.
Yeah, and again, and again, and again. Phil Holloway is an attorney. He has worked closely with sheriff's departments all across the country. And he says, you know, you have to look at this and your jaw drops. This is like something out of The Onion. Like, this is absolutely, I mean, bad science fiction writers who write this kind of stuff. Fannie, after all, hired her ex-boyfriend began to pay him, and he began to take her on these little weekend jaunts to romantic places. You know, who thinks like this?
If it's not a direct kickback, it certainly has the smell of potentially a kickback. And her testimony, of course, they said had the odor of mendacity, which means that nobody believed her testimony when she tried to explain this.
Yeah, nobody believed her when she said, well, no, I mean, I hired him because he was highly qualified. Don't forget, this guy billed the citizens of Georgia, what was it, $16,000, $20,000 for two meetings at the White House.
Yeah, colluded. Yeah. Proof that they colluded with the White House, so that's another thing. So she has been ruled no authority to proceed, but she's now appealing that to the Georgia Supreme Court.
Well, that's an interesting question. Now, Holloway actually addresses that.
The Georgia Supreme Court is not going to take this case. It's discretionary. They don't have to do it, and they won't. They are going to affirm the Court of Appeals, and this case is going to be effectively over because the prosecuting attorney's counsel of Georgia is not going to be able to find another DA if they wanted to.
Yeah, and that's the real question is, who would take this on? Because part of what has to happen, if you're a district attorney down there, you're going to be asked to basically look at the case, strip out every piece of evidence, every single sentence that had anything at all to do with the White House, with Trump's time in the White House, with any White House official, any employee of the White House. And then you're going to end up with where there are three paragraphs that make no sense. And go ahead and prosecute on that. Nobody wants to have that on their resume. Nobody.
Yeah, the fact is, it was lawfare to begin with. It was a manufactured, concocted, fabricated case brought by a radical, left-wing, progressive, Marxist Democrat.
And she wanted to be the woman.
With her boyfriend, and she wanted to be, lionized in radical left-wing circles, and now she is, but for all the wrong reasons. So, she's a disgrace, she's an embarrassment to the legal profession, to legitimate prosecutors all over the country, and let's see if she goes quietly in the night or not. Wallace Roofing, they are therefore to help your roof repair or roof replacement. Now, we all realize just how expensive this process can be. Wallace has kept that in mind for decades now. For over 90 years, Wallace has been repairing and replacing roofs, commercial, residential, again, any kind of roof at all, any shape of roof, Wallace can do it. They have their own employees. They do not contract out for the work. You get Wallace Roofing employees on the job site. And most importantly, they will offer quality materials, great craftsmanship at affordable rates. It's not the most expensive. It's not the most inexpensive. It's affordable. That's why people love Wallace Roofing. They've fixed Bruce's roof and gutters, and they fixed my roof in the past. They'll take care of you just as well. 0% financing is also available. Call 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, MHIC number 1566. Above all, a good roof. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. The four federal charges brought against Luigi Mangione involve murder, stalking, and using a weapon equipped with a silencer. Those charges could trigger the death penalty for the 26-year-old. If prosecutors seek it, the federal complaint claims Mangione traveled from Georgia to New York City, quote, for the purpose of stalking and killing Brian Thompson on December 4. Brian Thompson, the United Healthcare CEO, is gunned down in broad daylight in front of a Manhattan hotel. Federal charges come on top of the 11 state charges Mangione already faces. His lawyer claims the federal and state charges are for the same crimes, which could compromise the Constitution's ban on double jeopardy. Maryland's congressional delegation has announced more than $7.3 million in federal funding to increase safety and security at places of worship. More than 50 churches, synagogues, mosques, and other religious community centers across Maryland will receive that funding. More than $4 million will be distributed in the Baltimore area. Maryland State Police investigating the death of a 29-year-old woman in Chesapeake City. Troopers responded to the 800 block of Bethel Road. And that's early Thursday morning for a report of a woman who was suffering from multiple injuries. Emergency medical service personnel responded to the scene. Woman taken to the hospital where she was unfortunately pronounced dead upon arrival. And a woman who was released from prison early after a vehicular manslaughter conviction is sent back to prison because she violated her probation. 28-year-old Kelly Schwartzman was arrested on theft charges earlier this year for stealing more than $500 worth of merchandise from the Target in Cockeysville. She was sentenced to 10 years behind bars after pleading guilty in a 2018 crash that killed a woman and her grandchild in Timonium. 732 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM in 60 seconds. Traffic and weather on the threes.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1979. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-777-1979, 800-777-1979, or
biglou.com. Pick three, lottery number 524. Your pick four is 7164. And now at 733, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore County just going out to report of an accident, Ebenezer Road and Pulaski Highway. So they'll be headed there. They should be arriving shortly. So in the meantime, expect some flashing lights through there. Just going back over onto the Beltway to see if there's the broken down vehicle's gone. I was just going to say, looks like they pushed them up into the painted out area on the inner loop right at the ramp at Liberty Road. So you can make the exit ramp and you can come onto the Beltway now without any problem. That vehicle is safely off into the painted out area. JFX, we're doing fine. Some delays, a little heavy traffic, 895 southbound at last check, 95 going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel was clear. Changing the camera right now. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Construction, they've taken away a lane, I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County, and there is a delay as you're heading north, eventually up towards the Tidings Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Got a chance for a little snow in the early going and then rain today. Not expecting any kind of accumulation as far as the snow is concerned. And then we are headed up to 42. Tonight, rain early, then a chance for rain and snow, low 31. Mostly sunny Saturday, 35 for the afternoon high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. Blindster is a family-run business that began in 2010, and we've sold millions of custom blinds, shades, and shutters and received over 100,000 five-star reviews. Don't hire an expensive pro. Do it yourself and save big at Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it's Baltimore and Pittsburgh tomorrow at M&T Bank Stadium, and as John Harbaugh likes to say, who's got it better than us? Steelers come in at 10-4, can clinch the division with a win. The Ravens come in at 9-5. They can tie for the division lead with a win. Here's Harbaugh on what the team is focused on versus Pittsburgh.
Every game is different, you know, and try to learn from it and try to do, you know, where we're at, where they're at. What we need to do to try to win this game, play our best football, is what we're focused on.
Here's Lamar on being at home.
Our crowd, man, Flock Nation just being in the building, knowing it's a rival game, knowing what's at stake for us. I feel like the momentum from our crowd is just give us what we need, you know, that extra boost.
In Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin sets the scene.
It's a divisional game. It's a road divisional game. It's Baltimore. And I understand the nature of this rivalry and the amount of attention that it brings, and it's exciting and humbling to be a part of it.
Tight end Pat Freiermuth would like nothing more than to spoil Baltimore's party.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we want to control our own destiny, being able to go into, you know, Baltimore, you know, win the division, something that you dream of as a little kid. And so, you know, I'm excited.
The Ravens are now 6-point favorites. Rashad Bateman is in a walking boot, but the defense is healthy. Steelers wide receiver George Pickens will miss the game. That'll be his third straight. T.J. Watt questionable with an ankle. College football, not so fast on Bill Belichick's long-term commitment to Carolina. Let's hear from Belichick first at his press conference earlier in the week.
Excited to be here. Excited to be in college football. Excited for the opportunity to build and develop young student athletes, young men, and prepare them for their life, either in the NFL or professionally.
But how excited is he? His contract gives him plenty of wiggle room. The deal is 5 years, $50 million, but according to the fine print, there's just a $1 million buyout, which can get exercised on June 1 of 2025. That is fewer than 170 days from now. Baseball news. Interesting story reported by ESPN's Jeff Passan about Mets slugger Pete Alonso, one of the best power hitters remaining on the open market, but teams across MLB aren't in a rush to sign him. Passan explains that although Alonso has established himself as one of the most consistent long ball hitters in the majors, he's averaged 42 home runs and 110 RBIs in five full big league seasons. His profile as a 30-year-old right-handed power hitter frightens teams, and I'm wondering if Anthony Santander could be falling victim to the same thing, even though he's a switch hitter. Santander hit 44 home runs last year, the first time over 40. College basketball, Maryland women improved to 11-0 with a 107-57 win over JMU. Kaylin Schmeichel, the Rutgers transfer, with 21 points. High school football, the Baltimore Sun announcing its All-Metro football defensive team for the 2024 season. Player of the year, Delmar White, Spalding, senior defensive line. He's a Maryland commit. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the best $1.50 you ever spent.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the D.C. Army National Guard. Aired by the Maryland, D.C., Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Guys, have any idea what it is?
No. Costco hot dog.
It's a $1.50. Yeah.
How in the world?
I got it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Michael Penix, the new starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, was in Costco online trying to buy a hot dog for $1.50 when he gets the call from the Atlanta Falcons that he's the new starting quarterback. Listen in.
I was actually shopping. I was shopping with my girlfriend who was at Costco. I was actually getting a hot dog, and whenever I got the call, I wasn't hungry no more. So,
did you look at my computer before I came on?
I did not, but see, we cover. We do the food news every day, and I flash back to $1.50, $1.50 just stuck with me. I said, what's $1.50 anymore? And it finally hit me. The Costco hot dog remained at $1.50.
I love those hot dogs. That's the best reason to go to Costco. Oh, my God. And the pizza, too. It's only like $1.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And every time you go there, it's always a line that people are always there eating. So big. It's hard to find that kind of value for anywhere anymore.
It's so hard to find that kind of value.
Pretty cool. Yeah, Bruce, you would know. Pretty cool, though.
I've never been to Costco.
Okay.
Seriously?
No, I never have.
Right. What the hell's wrong with you?
I was a Sam's Club guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Chuck loves it because, you know, you get to go all the samples.
Yes.
You go down the
aisle. That's true. Just go down the aisle.
You know, by the way,
fill up on those.
You know, the best $1.50 Chuck has ever spent? The best $1.50 Chuck Whitaker has ever spent?
What is it?
He's never spent $1.50.
Right, there you go.
Okay, well, there you go.
All right, thanks, Gary.
It's all barter.
7:39, after telling us that there has been no evidence as of yet that Tuesday's Towson mass shooting is gang-related, and we now find out otherwise. And again, Chief McCullough said this the other day at the press conference on Wednesday.
Right now, we haven't confirmed that it's gang-related. We do know that there appears to be at least some rival individuals in this case, and we're working to try to, you know, determine exactly what's going on here.
However, multiple law enforcement officers and sources told Fox 45 the deceased victim, 26-year-old Charles Graham, was a Crips member.
Oh.
Criminal history, which we referenced yesterday, is also extensive. Since the age of 18, Graham was racked up a laundry list of gun, drug theft, assault charges. Recently, investigators discovered a handgun, one magazine, 17 live rounds, and a bag of suspected marijuana during a search. At the time, Graham was already on probation for larceny and deadly weapons charge. Now, it believed to be the mass shooting could also have ties to last week's Towson home invasion, during which 19-year-old Andrew Blessing was shot and killed while sleeping in his bed.
It's been told to me that they all know each other, and that somehow they may have known the individual Blessing and his family.
Blessing was recently the target of an investigation spearheaded by the Baltimore City's Group Violence Unit. And again, this is a unit that's dedicated to fighting organized crime. Last August, investigators carried out a search and seizure warrant at Blessing's mom's home in Lock Raven. According to charging documents, a large combat knife, two shotguns, two handguns, and mounds of ammo were confiscated. Blessing pleaded guilty to illegally possessing a firearm as a minor, sentenced to 5 years in jail, all of which 1 year was suspended. He just was released this past August, just a few months before his mysterious murder. And Chief McCullough says, look, this whole area is a problem.
Even last night, we had a detail that was just starting at the time of this that it happened. They were already assigned to specifically work that area based upon information and past incidents that we had already experienced in that community.
So it's an ongoing issue. And then we just found out this morning, Bruce, that in Anne Arundel County, in Longtown Court, six individuals, apparently were six suspects, were seen shooting at each other in Anne Arundel County. Investigators released a still image of six individuals identified as suspects. They were open fire on each other, two groups. Residents in the area now say the city violence is expanding, or it's already expanded, and these are now county residents that are adopting the same violence models. So, again, these counties, Stuart Pittman, clueless as the Anne Arundel County Executive. Johnny Zero, clueless as the Baltimore County Executive. Democrats do not know how to handle violent crime. That's obvious.
No, clearly. 743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Hey, by the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Make that call happen right now. Hey, guys, we've got about 60 seconds of Chuck Whitaker right now. Traffic and weather on the threes, and then it'll be your turn.
The morning backup has arrived now as you're going towards Annapolis. We're brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. If you're coming south on I-97 after Benfield, once you get to Route 32, pretty solid there, and then it's busy down to the bridge at 178, and then much better from that point. A lot of that traffic merges in from Route 32 coming down from Gambrels and Odenton, and of course from I-97 at Benfield. Nothing out of the ordinary through Annapolis right now. All the lanes are open. The Beltway still holding its own. 695 looks good. JFX is okay south of Ruxton Road. Baltimore County a couple of minutes ago with a new wreck. Ebenezer Road at Pulaski Highway, and we looked up again on that construction area, and there is a backup, pretty solid backup, northbound I-95 in Harford County, heading up to Route 24. They're actually doing construction on the beginning of the long holiday weekend.
What a wise decision. What a wise decision, huh?
Just amazing. Blocking the right lane, exit 76 northbound. Why? I don't know. Why, Santa? Tell me why.
Why is there air?
We're now going on the naughty list.
Yeah.
Naughty list? You don't think we weren't on there before?
No. Those individuals you're criticizing are on the naughty list.
Yeah.
Thank you for explaining that, Mr. Casey.
No, so you're on the nice list. You've always been nice.
It's perfectly okay to drive slowly past them and wave.
Yes, wave.
Wave.
Give them the Chuck salute when you go by. It's not too early.
It's not them. They get assigned to the damn job.
It's not too early to get your vehicle ready, Bruce, for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, antifreeze. Make sure your car seats are warm. It's all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, I should mention that if you're trying to play the contest this morning, you have to dial 1-800-922-6680 because the local lines are all busy. Folks waiting to talk to us here. So we're looking for a contestant, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. This morning we could have a few snow showers, but no accumulation is expected on the BMTP index. It is a zero.
I'll tell you what, it looks like a snow day.
Right.
Looking at some of these cameras, my Lord,
it's going to turn over to rain and 42 overnight. Maybe a mixture of rain and snow again. No accumulations, 31. Tomorrow, sunny and 35 and sunny 38 on Sunday. So it's going to be bitterly cold on Saturday and Sunday. And right now, as you head out the door for work or school, wherever you may be going, it's chilly. Dress warmly. 33 and cloudy in Parkville, and it is 34 in Glen Burnie. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner. Today we've got, Merrill, about WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirts and a coffee mug as well for you. So that is the prize today. Our 100th anniversary was celebrated in March of this year. It's our anniversary year. And so we've got special T-shirts and coffee mugs. And if you want one of those, then let's go ahead and play the game. We'll start with J.R. in Edgewater. Good morning, J.R.
Good morning.
You want to go? You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go first, but I got this news for Chuck.
Okay.
Kurt is a friend of mine. He goes to church with me.
No kidding.
Yeah, they pray for you every week, Chuck.
That's good. I like Kurt. Kurt's a good man.
Yes, Kurt is a good man. And we pray for Kurt as well. Of course, Chuck is. Never mind.
You think he prays for us?
He prays for certain things. All right, JR. You said you were going last, JR?
No, I said first.
First. That's what I thought. I wanted to clarify.
Well, this guy sounds like Kurt.
All right. A little bit. Are you guys related?
No.
Okay. Wait a minute. Is this sober, Kurt?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever met sober Kurt?
No.
Okay, then.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
You go to the same voice coach?
What's that?
You go to the same voice coach?
It does sound that way, doesn't it?
It does. A little bit.
When you got on the line, I said, this is Kurt, but he's not liquored up. Yeah. I mean, he's not drinking.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Story one. A San Francisco soup kitchen has angered citizens by prioritizing illegal aliens over homeless veterans for meals. Voters are demanding that the Good Hands Soup Kitchen be shut down because of the homeless vets and this outrage. But the homeless vets are saying, no, don't shut it down, but feed the illegal alien children first. Story two. University of Minnesota trying to give money to children to play with My Gender dolls with swappable genitalia. Yes. Years ago in Irvington, Chuck made G.I. Joe, G.I. Jane, just like that.
Yeah.
It's amazing to watch.
First cut is the deepest.
And story three.
All you had to do was put her into water at Slencer's Field. Changed a lot of things.
San Francisco's new fat positivity expert hired to fight weight stigma in the city is causing a stir before she's even sunk her teeth into the job.
Oh, who wrote this?
Newly resurfaced clip of this fat positivity czar and described herself as a leading expert. She says cutting back on cake, eating less cake, is actually a form of oppression.
No kidding.
She's calling it.
I like that logic.
Cake related fat phobic incident. A CRFI.
Yeah. All right.
I was just going to say, I heard she lost 20 pounds. It went from her stomach to her ass.
Oh.
JR's got a laugh, doesn't he? That man's got a laugh.
Story one. Good Hands Soup Kitchen getting criticized for prioritizing illegals over homeless vets. Story two, My Gender dolls with swappable genitalia. And story three, a fat czar claims eating less cake is oppressive.
That one sounds like a nice Christmas cake.
We tried, Chuck. All right, we'll start with JR.
I'm going to go with number one.
All right, JR goes with number one. Kristen?
I'm afraid that one might be true. I'm going to go with number two.
All right.
Dolls.
Kristen goes for story two. Mr. Whitaker.
Who decided the interchangeable parts? That's what I want to know. What job is that?
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
What job do you have? Oh, two, please.
Chuck goes for two. Bruce?
I was in the pool. Story two.
Bruce goes for story two. Nobody votes for story number three. That is the fat czar in San Francisco. That's a true story.
Yeah.
So.
I saw her. She's uglier than sin.
Story one, the soup kitchen story, JR has nailed it. You are the only one to win today.
Wow,
JR, congratulations.
Good for him, JR.
All right. So congratulations. We'll put you on hold. Tell you how to get your prize. 100th anniversary T-shirt, 100th anniversary coffee mug. And, of course, it does sound a lot like Kurt in Edgewater. Mm. Yeah. Maybe if we would get two of them on the phone at the same time, that might be interesting.
Make sure I'm off that day.
Yes. Call Jeff.
You're off
tell
every day.
Tell they're his guest at 8:35 on Monday.
right. 7:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
What's happening, Baltimore? Brian Leppo here, co-host of Baltimore's own Sanity Lounge at sanitylounge.com, your hub for the arts. Check out the dozens of shows portraying some of B-More's finest artists, comedians, and musicians. Sign up for the free artist and venue directory at sanitylounge.com. As a replacement for the defunct city paper, post your events with our interactive events calendar, be part of our weekly events email blasts, and don't forget to listen to some incredible interviews with some of the region's best talent.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Good news right now. Both the Harbor Tunnel southbound, no delays at all. 895 and 95 running just fine. 95 through the city at Camden Yards at 395. The lanes are open there. Really nothing out of the ordinary on the Beltway. The only big pain in the neck, and I'm being polite, is this construction northbound 95 at Route 24. They're blocking the right lane, exit 76. There is a backup as you're coming north of Mountain Road. It takes about 10, maybe 15 minutes right now going north through that area. Really good conditions right now and excellent work northbound on 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says morning snow showers still possible, but no accumulation expected. It'll turn over to rain as the temperature climbs. 42, the expected high today. It's going to be much, much colder this weekend, so bundle up. Right now, it is cloudy, 33 in Forest Hill, 36 in Annapolis. Let's take some phone calls here. Gene is in Towson.
Morning, Gene.
Good morning, guys. How's them new grandbabies?
Oh, wonderful. Great, thank you.
Did they show you any Duncan Hines facials yet, pictures?
Not yet.
You guys were talking about the program. I don't believe this guy's coming. They're talking about a program about they want to start clean drug clinics for people to go shoot up with clean needles and all that.
Yeah, it's called Safe Injection Sites.
Yeah, well, they already got that. It's Monzi, and they've already proven that they have the drug and gun centers, and the FBI even said it was that.
Are you talking about the safe streets, so the 10 locations? Well, yeah. one of those was under investigation by the FBI, so they're down to 9 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if they investigated all of them, I think they would all be gone. And if you really want to help these drug people get off drugs, my son was an addict. Well, my stepson was an addict for 5 years, and the only way they got him off of that was put him in a drug-induced coma for 2 days, and he's completely clean now for 2 years, and he's the happiest I've ever seen him.
Sure. Yep.
So does work. Maybe somebody can call in.
All right. Sure. Great story, Gene. Thanks so much for that call. And Beatrice in Rosedale.
Morning, B.
Yes, good morning. I heard you guys talk about the possibility of Elon Musk being speaker. Now, I'm not sure what the constitutionality of that is, since he would be third in line for the presidency, and he is not a natural-born citizen.
Yeah, you're right about that. He also, but you can be a foreign, have been born in a foreign country and be a member of Congress. You do not have to be a member of Congress to be the Speaker. But it's an interesting line of succession point that you make if something would happen. Now, again, I have to go back and look at the phrasing. I don't think anybody can run for elected to be a president of the United States that isn't meet the requirements. But one wonders if one could. In that line of succession become? That's a great constitutional question, B. We'll have to research that a little better. Aaron in Harford County.
Morning, Aaron.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So, you know, with all these welfare things, I think it's funny that they coincide with mainly the same Democrats-run cities that have massive crime problems that they can't solve.
Yeah.
But when you look at it and you allow the populace to defend themselves, in the case of New York, you have malicious prosecution. So with regards to the Fannie Willis's of the world and the Alvin Braggs, the point being is that you don't have a risk-reward ratio that is on equity, and we'll use the term from their playbook. You don't have a risk-reward ratio that is equitable in the defense of oneself in public as well as in the courtroom. So quite frankly, I think that we do need some qualified immunity reform, and we certainly need judicial reform from the standpoint of the loser pays, even at a criminal level, because the state has an unfair advantage in the amount of money that they can spend against an average citizen. While Trump can absorb that as a billionaire with his legal defenses, Daniel Perry is going to be probably bankrupt and ruined for a very long time, despite having done the right thing in life.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's what they have in the UK. They have a loser pays system there. Of course, for Daniel Penny, it is he had to pay the legal expenses for his criminal trial attorneys, and now he's going to face a civil lawsuit.
Well, how did Donald Trump recover $1 million in attorney's fees from ABC?
He did.
How did that happen?
It was a settlement.
Okay. So,
by the way, ABC did renew George staying on the top of this, so they doubled down, folks.
Yeah.
So that they settled out of court. That's how they got the $15 million.
And that's the tall and short of it, right there. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say "I love you" or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning, or your favorite song, or maybe conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Alyssa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and for over 45 years, they've had offices throughout all the Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, you want to call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Coming up next, it is Christmas season. How you can help the residents of Asheville, North Carolina, help to recover from their hurricane-stricken damaged homes, etc. Matt Ellison, the Baltimore Field Director of ICE, will join us in the next hour. And perhaps the dumbest thing a Democrat has ever said.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. On Capitol Hill.
This is Washington. This is how The lawmaking is done.
House Speaker Mike Johnson vowing to keep trying to craft a stopgap spending bill that can win approval after a second measure, one that was endorsed by President-elect Trump, went down to defeat.
The latest setback in the House came on Thursday evening when Democrats and a band of Republicans rejected a bill that paired a three-month government funding extension, $110 billion in disaster and farm aid, and other measures with a two-year suspension of the debt limit, the latter of which was a last-minute demand by President-elect Trump. That Plan B was cobbled together after GOP lawmakers, Trump and Elon Musk, torpedoed the first deal Speaker Mike Johnson negotiated with Democrats, with the influential Republicans criticizing the policy add-ons included that ballooned the legislation to over 1,500 pages. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And in the absence of a short-term funding bill, a partial government shutdown due to kick in at midnight. There is profound shock and sadness in the aftermath of this week's deadly shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, Madison, Wisconsin. School spokeswoman Barbara Weirs says the 15-year-old who fatally shot a teacher and a fellow student was in her first semester and appeared to be settling in just fine.
But free will is free will. And every moment of every day, we all make millions of decisions, and each one of those either honors God or takes us away from God.
Following the attack, which also wounded two students, the teen shooter took her own life. American diplomats on the ground in Syria for talks with those who deposed longtime strongman Bashar al-Assad. This is the first time in 10-plus years that U.S. diplomats have visited Syria. Could be in for heavy losses this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 236 points. NASDAQ futures off 308. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Bible.
Good morning, it's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
One slow spot on the Beltway right now. It's on the inner loop towards Green Spring and then down the hill to the JFX. Then after the JFX, much better over towards 83. Everybody else on the Beltway is doing fine. The southwest side near the ramps at the BW Parkway, the outer loop at Liberty Road, and even on the outer loop at Hartford Road. Normally get big backups through there. This time of the morning, not there today. JFX is still fine. South of Ruxton Road, even good shape right now. Very good conditions moving south into both the harbor tunnels, but construction delays, they're blocking the right lane in Harford County on a Friday morning, beginning of the long holiday weekend. They're out there in the right lane, northbound at Route 24 on 95 at exit 76. Two lanes are open to the left. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Got a chance for a little snow in the early going and then rain today. Not expecting any kind of accumulation as far as the snow is concerned. And then we are headed up to 42. Tonight, rain early, then a chance for rain and snow, low 31. Mostly sunny Saturday, 35 for the afternoon high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City, 36 degrees. Hunt Valley has 37 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Maryland State Police investigating the death of a 29-year-old woman in Chesapeake City. Troopers responded to a report of a woman who was suffering from multiple injuries, the 800 block of Bethel Road, as early yesterday morning. Emergency medical service personnel responded to the scene. The woman was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead upon arrival. Woman who was released from prison early after a vehicular manslaughter conviction is heading back to prison for violating her parole. 28-year-old Kelly Schwartzman was arrested on theft charges earlier this year for stealing more than $500 worth of merchandise from the Target in Cockeysville. She was sentenced to 10 years behind bars after pleading guilty in that 2018 crash that killed a woman and her grandchild in Timonium. The judge called Schwartzman a very serious threat to public safety and imposed a full 10-year sentence on Thursday. And the U.S. House has rejected the latest version of the spending bill, the CR, to avert a government shutdown. It's important to us because the proposal would have covered rebuilding Baltimore's Key Bridge after a collapse when a cargo ship struck it in March. Pick three, lottery number 524. Your pick four, 7164. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
As the holidays approach, Westminster Speed and Sound is here to help you find that perfect gift for that special someone. Remote car starters are one of our most popular presents, as people will be thanking you for years to come. How about never going out to a cold car again or having to worry about scraping windows? We even have smartphone-controlled solutions. Window tint is another popular item, as the recipient will experience reduced heat and glare while also protecting their skin and eyes from the sun's damaging UV. And of course, ceramic paint coatings will make your vehicle shine like never before while staying clean a lot longer. Imagine not spending countless hours washing it all the time. CarPlay and Android Auto are technologies we offer that allow you to safely harness the power of your smartphone while driving. Features like calls, texting, navigation, and music apps can often be operated by voice control. You can buy your truck and SUV, folks, accessories like bed covers, side steps, and WeatherTech products. Westminster Speed and Sound is conveniently located in Westminster, Maryland, and you can look us up on the web at westminsterspeed.com. That's westminsterspeed.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Going to be cold tomorrow night at the stadium with a game time temperature of 32 degrees, Ravens and Steelers, and with six of the last eight decided by 3 points or less, the Ravens are still 6-point favorites in this game. Here's Pittsburgh quarterback Russell Wilson on his approach to the game.
This is a playoff matchup, you know, and so there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows. You know, as you guys know, I like to always say, you know, just stay neutral. You know, don't get too high, don't get too low. It's a four-quarter game for a reason, and, you know, we're going to battle our way through it.
Ravens cornerback Marlon Humphrey on what he loves about Baltimore-Pittsburgh.
That's one thing that I love about the rivalry. You know, there's not a lot of fair dodging. They're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to run the ball, take their shots. It's not really going to be a secret, and they feel that they can do that to be successful.
And they have been. Pittsburgh 8-1 in their last 9 games against Baltimore. Newest Oriole free agent acquisition, Tomoyuki Sugano, spoke to the media through his translator, looking forward to connecting with his catcher.
He's looking forward to compete and also looking forward to working a lot with Adley Rutschman, a fantastic catcher. He's really looking forward to communicating with him, working hard with him, and having a lot of success.
Well, let's hope Rutschman can hit in 2025. Sugano also saying, by the way, he's looking forward to eating soft shell crabs. All right. Coming up at 8:35, is anybody watching the NBA? And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with warm hot chocolate waiting for you during the holiday season at Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills. With easy check-in using their digital key, just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a holiday party or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can wake up to a fresh, made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to Laura Luby in the sales department for your upcoming holiday event. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills to make your holiday bright. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is hour number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. This is obviously the holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah, and the New Year all coming up. And we want not only to remember our troops that are serving overseas, but our fellow Americans whose homes were damaged, destroyed, or lost altogether, who are hungry, who are freezing in the mountains of western North Carolina. And joining us now on our hotline is Mark Anthony. He's an organizer and spokesman for a holiday benefit concert, a special fundraiser dedicated to supporting victims of Hurricane Helene in Asheville. Mark, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. And so what inspired you to put together this last-minute holiday benefit concert, which is going to be held this Sunday, for the folks of Asheville and Western Carolina?
I guess it's a number of things. But number one, like yourself, I'm in media and I have my own show. I have been watching, like the rest of the country, those people suffer. And as it got colder and colder, obviously conditions got worse and worse. And when I started to see that these people are literally sleeping in tents waiting for help as it drops below freezing. And to give you an idea, guys, in the last 5 days, 4 people have passed away from exposure to the elements there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're not even in January yet.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And so just to answer the rest of your question is that as I saw that happening over and over again and seeing the stories, it really just not just touched my heart, it broke my heart that fellow Americans are in North Carolina freezing to death while the rest of us are preparing for Christmas. And really, anybody listening to this right now, guys, none of us have to worry about freezing to death tonight or tomorrow or the next day, but those people do.
Tell me about the concert. Who's involved?
We have a live auction going on. Mm-hmm. We have a well-known band in the Bay Area that's going to be coming that is going to do all Christmas music. We actually have a comedian that's going to be coming. I can't name that person because I haven't signed a contract with them yet, but that's happening in a couple yeah. hours. So we have a really amazing night planned for everybody that's going to be there.
Yeah, and when you talk about, obviously, tents, they're living in tents, Mark. What else do the people of Western North Carolina need besides, obviously, shelter? I would imagine they need clothes, right. They need food, they need water, they might need generators. What else do they need?
You know, that's it, and clothes is certainly part of it. We've actually contacted some companies to try to donate as much as possible. In fact, I think we're going to accomplish that, but I think overall that's what they need. And to be honest, the other thing they need is prayer, because I don't really think that any of us can relate to what they're going through. Their entire lives have been devastated. And really, there's no end in sight. They're going to get help on January 20th, but until then, they're on their own right now, to be honest. And, you know, if you go to my website or just watch what's going on or pay attention, it's really heartbreaking to see and hear these stories because, you know, I up until about 5 months ago, I was living in Winston-Salem and doing my show from there, and I am very, very well aware of what's going on there, because some of them have moved to places like Winston-Salem or the surrounding area. So I actually got to meet at least 10 of the victims. And I can tell you that if you meet just one of them or hear from them, you will feel compelled to do something, and that's what happened with me.
Okay, well, more with Mark Anthony on how you can help this Christmas season. The folks of Western North Carolina that are hungry, that are cold, and need our assistance during this holiday season. So stay with us. Mark's going to be with us here for another segment.
8:13 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker.
Morning backup is still there. It's a speed reduction here. I-97 southbound is leaving Millersville towards Annapolis. It does get better after the bridge at 178. Completely fine through Annapolis from the Bay Bridge over to the ramps at the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway area, and then over towards I-97. Beltway looks good. The only complaint we have right now is the construction. One lane is blocked. I-95 northbound at Route 24, exit 76 in Harford County, with about a 7 to 10 minute delay, maybe a little bit longer on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Weather Channel says it's going to be a few snow showers here this morning, but no accumulation expected. It'll turn over to rain and 42 before it gets bitterly cold this weekend. Right now, 33 in Bel Air, and it is 35 in downtown Baltimore. On our newsmaker hotline is nationally syndicated radio host Mark Anthony, who obviously also faced some serious health challenges, and he's dedicated himself to giving back here, inspiring others to do the same. Where this holiday benefit concert and to support Hurricane Health, Hurricane Helene victims, yeah. is this Sunday, and it's the Christmas of Miracles website or libertyoutloud.com. Now, Mark, how do our listeners, how can they help out if they can't obviously be at the concert? Is there a way for them to support the cause or donate in any way, shape, or form?
Yes, actually, and thank you for asking that question. There are a lot of people, obviously, that can't be there. We only have 1,000 people attending. But anybody that would like to help can go to libertyoutloud.com That's libertyoutloud.com. They'll see there that, you know, we're describing the event about three-quarters of the page down, though. Anybody can make a donation to help this cause out and to help the event happen, obviously, but we're already there. But furthermore, to really give as much as we can to Samaritan's Purse. That's 90% of our proceeds will go to them. Mm-hmm. The other 10% are going to a cancer foundation here in Danville. So anybody that would like to help, just go to libertyoutloud.com.
That's tremendous. I admire your dedication to this. How many hours per week are you spending just on this cause?
Will, you probably saw in the press release, this has all been put together in 9 days.
Wow.
Hours per week, I would say that I'm putting about probably 19 to 18 hours a day in since we started.
Wow.
And that's because in order to make this happen quickly with so very little time, that meant calling a lot of people I know asking for help. And that goes from the chairs, the tables, just everything that you can imagine, including the venue, to be able to secure that, and a restaurant that would be able to feed 1,000 people on short notice. It's been an odyssey going through this, but I've got great help. I have an event planner and a couple other people that have lended their hand. So it's actually, believe it or not, has become easier as we get closer to the date because I've got some good people around me.
You know, it's interesting, Mark, because, you know, the concert being held in California, and you couldn't get much further except maybe Hawaii from Western North Carolina.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to me. This is the great American character. We are all, it doesn't matter what your political stripe is, what your ideology is, and this is when Americans do shine, is when we rally around each other, especially during the holidays. At any time, it's very impressive, but especially around the holidays. This is an opportunity for listeners, and whether it's $1 or $5 or $10, whatever you can afford right now. I understand times are tough, budgets are tight, but again, I think, Mark, you must have an incredible belief in the American spirit to want to organize something like this.
Well, it's that, and then, of course, as a Christian nation, and we are that, I am a Christian, and I believe that as a Christian, when we see somebody in trouble, somebody that's hurting, somebody that needs our help, that it's incumbent upon us, both as Americans and then as Christians, to do something. Because that's who we are, as you said. That's what we do. When we see a fellow American in trouble or fellow Americans in trouble, we always rush to their aid. That's who we are.
So the event itself is this Sunday, 5:30 to 9:30, and that's in Pleasanton, California. Obviously, only 1,000 tickets sold there, but you can help out. LibertyOutLoud.com is the website, LibertyOutLoud.com, where you can donate. And again, vast majority of the proceeds going to Samaritan's Purse. It's Franklin Graham's organization. It was on the ground like that day.
Yeah,
you know, of the hurricane. So they have been doing a heck of a lot more from the private and faith-based sector than any government agency has helped.
Which is,
Mark,
very encouraging.
Any final any words here before we let you go?
Yeah, I just want to say that that this is really the true meaning of Christmas, guys. And it, on top of that, I think a lot of us forget what it means and what we're doing, because the gifts we give everybody is a symbol of the greatest gift that God gave to the world, which was his son. And that is what we're celebrating on Christmas.
And what a great note to end on. Mark.
Thanks,
Anthony,
Mark.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we hope that this concert is a rousing
success.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me on.
It is our pleasure. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Joining us once again, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty CEO. And, of course, he is here once again. He is every Friday. And, of course, we're selling and representing homes in both Maryland and Pennsylvania. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Same to you. Happy Friday. It's the last Friday before the big day, Christmas Day. You know, and since our last live call-in this year, I thought we'd switch gears a bit and talk about all the great work your company did in the community this year. It is the season of giving, as we just heard, and your company is always, always looking for ways to give back.
Yeah, that's awesome, Sean. You know, we love talking about our Go Serve Big Mission. In our company, we say that when you put others first, you'll never be second. And we often talk in our company about how receiving is directly proportionate to giving, but the giving always has to come first.
Well, Vinny, you guys are always out there volunteering and donating money to great charities right here in Baltimore area.
Yeah, that's right, Bruce. These charities that we work with, like Johns Hopkins Children's Center, can take $100 and just stretch it in ways that you can't even imagine. And we are truly blessed to be part of their organization, not only donate our time, but money from every one of our real estate sales. Wow.
That is just one organization I know that you work with, but I think you help out like four others as well.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. We have a total of five. Part of our Go Serve Big Mission includes ALS Ride for Life, Operation Second Chance, Susan G. Komen, and First Roots Farm. And as of this morning, we did our tally, and we've got a total of $18,605 that we've donated so far. Wow. So we appreciate all your listeners, our customers, referring their friends, their families, their coworkers, anybody that they knew that was looking to make a move. Because they know that they're not only going to receive our award-winning service, but a portion of our income is going to go support one of these very worthy causes.
Vinny, we always tell everybody that you and your company are the go-to if you're looking to the most for your money, and without all the typical hassles.
Bruce, we appreciate that more than I can tell you. So 2025 is upon us, so we've got a new goal of $25,000 for our Go Serve Big Mission. So the big question to everybody listening is, who do you know that may be looking to make a move that we can help? We make it really easy for you to refer anybody that you know. You can visit youcanhelpthekids.com or just give us a call. We'd love to talk to you, 410-709-7515. So I just want to say a big thanks. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you guys, your staff, all the amazing listeners, and we'll see you in 2025. At
VinnyCO.com. Thanks, Vinny.
All right, Vinny, that is a great message here at the Christmas time. So youcanhelpthekids.com is the website, and we will talk to you in the new year.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We'll see you.
All right,
thanks,
Vinny. Have a great Christmas and a happy new year. Great guy with a great company, and giving back to the community is what makes him really, really special. So we appreciate that. And thank him for his sponsorship here of The Morning Drive and WCBM Radio.
823 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just spotted what appears to be a broken-down vehicle, 95 southbound at 395, and crowding the left-hand lane. So the looks like a state highway truck may have just pulled up to help out with that. In the meantime, he's up against the Jersey wall, so instead of four lanes going south, we now have the three lanes to the right getting by. So not too much of a backup right now. Just looking at the camera just above that at around Hanover Street through there, but we could be a little bit slow after Key Highway, and as you're going south on 95 towards 395 in the city, you'll see the flashing lights. You have plenty of room and plenty of time to get around that area. So, again, keep an eye out for that if you're moving on through right at Camden Yards. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This morning, could see some showers, maybe a little bit of snow. Expected about 40 degrees for the high today, 40, 41, 42. Overnight rain, a snow mix, and overnight low around 31 for tomorrow. Sunny and a high of around 35 degrees. Temps outside right now are pleasant to moderate, but it is winter after all, so expect a bit more cool now than then. Ellicott City, 36 degrees, and Reisterstown right now has 32, exactly at freezing. Talk Radio 680. WCBM. Ladies and gentlemen, 8:25 Friday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, I'll tell you, Vivek and Elon Musk and Doge are telling federal workers, among other things, I suspect, to say, hey, you guys got to get back to work. We thought we'd bring you this, a little audio of what it might sound like for a typical federal worker getting that news.
So I'm hearing that they're going to make us start coming to work. Like, going into work. Like, leaving home and going in. I'm not going to be able to watch The View when it comes on. I'm going to have to wait till I get home after work and watch it. Like, I'm going to have to get dressed and drive there. And I'm gonna have to deal with traffic. I mean, the stress that this is gonna cause me. I may just quit. I think that's gonna be the only option, is just to quit.
And I tell you, that may be exactly what they're hoping for. So the level of attrition when they all go back to work, that's going to be fascinating to see. Will it be 5%, 35%? How many federal workers will decide it's just not worth getting up in the morning and actually putting on clothes and going to work anymore? Ma'am, you can get back in the clown car. Get out of here, please.
That had to be a parody.
It was.
It was
a wonderful parody.
Yeah. Look, well, there have been some really stupid things Democrats have said over years.
Yeah.
And one, of course, was Congressman Hank Johnson of Tennessee.
I'm worried that Guam would tip over.
Right.
He was worried. Too many troops on one side.
Exactly. That to this point.
That may be the stupidest I've heard.
Right. But this is going to rival it.
Okay.
It's sheer stupidity. Representative Rosa DeLauro,
yes,
Democrat progressive Marxist from Connecticut, was arguing for something to be placed in this continuing resolution, this bill, the first one that went down in flames, got yanked thanks to Elon and President-elect Trump. And in it, she was arguing that for auto safety,
sure,
that she was ordered, that there had to be some equity in research into accidents, etc. Mm-hmm. And listen to what equity she is referring to.
You also plan to make important investments to address the roadway safety crisis, including the critical funding that would accelerate the development. And this is an area I've written to you about, of the use of female dummies in crash testing. This will start to fight the gender inequity among vehicle safety and crash victims. This budget also builds upon and helps actualize.
Yeah. She is arguing that in the name of equity, that when they do the crash test dummies that are used in federal
research. Which I thought were generalist, but okay.
Thought so too, but she's now arguing that there be female crash test dummies included in the crash tests.
Yeah, I would have thought it made sense if she said dummies of various sizes, because some women are smaller, some men are larger. That kind of makes sense to me, but specifying if they have female crash dummies, that's not saying we really have to have female kick returners in the NFL for equity. That's a job we wouldn't take.
Well, the next question for Representative DeLauro is, how does she know they're female?
Yes.
Since Democrats have a difficult time defining what a woman is, how would they know what a female crash test dummy is?
They self-identify. I guess you just have to ask the dummies. Just go to the DNC caucus.
I don't know if that's the stupidest, but it's right up
there. It's right up there.
In the top three of all times. Thanks to Representative Rosa DeLauro. Michael Friedman and his law offices, of course, are there for you as we head into the winter months. That's when we get ice and snow, and unfortunately, the accident rate increases fairly significantly. So, a couple of thoughts. First off, a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah and Happy New Year from the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Secondly, make sure that your insurance policy has been reviewed and that it is up to snuff, up to date. You have the proper coverages for underinsured, uninsured, personal injury protection. If you have any questions at all about what those coverages should be, then call Michael or Stephen or Rachel Alpert Friedman at the firm. And then secondly, make sure that you go to the website, maflaw.com. You have the 15 things to remember if you've been involved in an automobile accident. You can download that. Keep it in your car somewhere where it's handy, should you ever need it. And the Personal Injury Assistant app you can download as well, right to your phone. You can interview witnesses, record pictures and video, etc. That gets right to the firm as well. They can begin litigating your claim or case. Remember, the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, maflaw.com. Up next, Baltimore Field ICE Director Matt Elliston joins joins us right now. News headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. U.S. House rejected the latest version of the CR. A proposal would have covered rebuilding Baltimore's Key Bridge after a collapse when a cargo ship struck it in March. The agreement was reached earlier this week, changed after it was criticized by President-elect Donald Trump. Maryland Democrat Representative Jamie Raskin posted a message saying, "This holiday season, House Republicans want to break a bipartisan deal and furlough millions of hardworking federal workers." Principal of Stemmers Run Middle School in Essex has sent a letter to the school community after a student was assaulted with a pair of scissors on Monday. The incident happened in a classroom. The injured student was treated by the school nurse. Baltimore County Police say the student accused in the assault was removed from the school and charged. The four federal charges brought against Luigi Mangione involve murder, stalking, and using a weapon equipped with a silencer. Those charges could trigger the death penalty for the 26-year-old graduate of one of the better schools in this country. Mangione traveled from Georgia to New York City, according to the federal indictment, for the purposes of stalking and killing Brian Thompson. The UnitedHealthcare CEO was gunned down in broad daylight in front of a Manhattan hotel. Maryland's congressional delegation has announced more than $7.3 million in federal funding to increase safety and security at places of worship. More than 50 churches, synagogues, mosques, and other religious community centers across Maryland will receive funding. More than $4 million will be distributed in the Baltimore area. And a tractor trailer transporting orange chicken crashed and rolled along eastbound I-70 near Clear Springs yesterday morning, closing part of the interstate for hours. The accident happened in the pre-dawn hours. The truck hit a guardrail and slid, hitting part of the bridge supporting Maryland 68 above it. Driver was taken to Meredith Medical with non-life-threatening injuries. Inspectors were called to the scene to check the bridge. 8:32 right now. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Does the idea of writing a will bring to mind a thriller movie about a wealthy, dysfunctional family fighting for a deceased relative's fortune? If you answered yes, you're not alone. Although these movies are entertaining, they sometimes lead to misconceptions about wills and estate planning. The biggest myth is that estate planning is only for the ultra-wealthy. The truth is, it's for everyone. Stouffer Legal is here to help you navigate fact from fiction. Our valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at PlanBaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's PlanBaltimore.com. PlanBaltimore.com or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
News is brought to you by Stouffer Legal, where you can sign up for one of Stouffer Legal's weekly online workshops at PlanBaltimore.com or call 410-645-PLAN. Again, that's 410-645-7526. Lottery numbers, pick 3524, pick 47164, and now traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Don't know what it is yet, but there's some slowing in the right tube northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So if you're coming up 95 from Camden Yards, you're heading north. The left tube is open, much better there. Probably a broken down vehicle in the right tube northbound, so we have to get a confirmation on that. But we're backed up as you're traveling north from 395. The broken down vehicle that was southbound 95 at 395 has now been cleared from the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Got a chance for a little snow in the early going and then rain today. Not expecting any kind of accumulation as far as the snow is concerned. And then we are headed up to 42. Tonight, rain early, then a chance for rain and snow, low 31. Mostly sunny Saturday, 35 for the afternoon high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Shop new deal drops now at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 30% off select major appliances and save big this holiday season. Lowe's knows deals. Offers valid 12/19 to 12/25. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Let's give you a little bit of Hard Knocks on the final Morning Drive sportscast of the week. The show, of course, documents the AFC North this year and currently playing on HBO. Last week, Devontae Walker's first touchdown as a Raven, as an NFLer, was a special one, apparently, for head coach John Harbaugh.
Lamar Jackson's fourth touchdown comes on a play named for his head coach.
What is this play?
Rolls to the right. Now he wants to throw. Fires toward the end zone. He's got a man.
Why are you calling hard? Why are you calling hard?
No, man. That's your play. That was it right there.
There we go. Only if it works.
It wasn't named after me, to be clear. No, my point in that thing was that it should have been named after me. That's what I...
A little levity before the biggest game of the year. Nothing wrong with that. College football playoffs begin tonight in South Bend. The Fighting Irish taking on the Indiana Hoosiers. And then tomorrow, the other three games. And listen to the ticket prices, which apparently are mostly not selling very well. Tonight they are. Prices starting at $400-plus in Notre Dame on the main ticket sites. But tomorrow, $38 for a Southern Methodist Penn State ticket, $90 for Clemson, Texas, and $89 for Tennessee, Ohio State. Thought they'd be a lot more than that. D3 college football semifinals this weekend. A lot of local flavor here. Johns Hopkins traveling to Ohio to play perennial power Mount Union. Hopkins 12-1, 10-game winning streak. The 13-time national champion Purple Raiders are unbeaten at 13-0. That game is noon on ESPN. Also noon on ESPN, the other semifinal, the Susquehanna Riverhawks, led by quarterback Josh Ehrlich, son of Governor Bob Ehrlich, take on North Central College of Illinois. NBA ratings are way down this year, 25% across the board. Two major reasons are cited. Too many three-pointers, not enough defense. And does watching the Wizards count as watching an NBA game? I'm just asking. I don't know the answer. And then on this date, 90 years ago, December 20th, 1934, the great Al Kaline from Southern High School in Baltimore was born. And now it's called Digital Harbor High School on Key Highway. All right, let's get to Friday Football Pick'em. I know you got a guest coming up. We've already picked the Chargers. All right. of us did last night. Steelers and Ravens. Sean.
Ravens.
Ravens.
Ravens all the way.
Yep.
Eagles, Commanders. Bruce.
Eagles.
Redskins.
Red. I'm going Eag on that one.
Okay.
Eag. Yeah.
Eag. Eag. Bucks and Cowboys. Sean.
Bucks.
Bucks.
Bucks here, too.
Yeah.
All right. Not a lot of room for movement.
Yeah, the Eag is going to be the question.
Yeah, the Eag. Or if you're from Philly, the Ig.
The Ig.
The Ig.
Eagles.
Thanks, Gary.
See you guys.
Thanks, Gary.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASE certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
It's 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Joining us on our newsmaker hotline is the ICE Director, Baltimore Field Office, Matt Elliston. Matt, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. It's our pleasure. You've been a busy guy, popular guy. I just saw a Fox News ride-along recently, so we're getting the word out. But I did want to bring you on today and ask you questions regarding the Baltimore City refusal to work with your office, Mayor Scott. This is what the commissioner of the BPD, Richard Worley, had to say regarding Mayor Scott's policy of working with ICE.
Mayor's made that pretty clear that we're going to continue as we are now. We're not going to notify.
So they're not going to notify you if they have criminal illegal aliens they're about to release. Is that all you're asking here? I mean, what exactly are you asking of the commissioner and Mayor Scott?
So I actually have a meeting with the commissioner later today. And then hopefully I can get in with the mayor himself either next week or the week after. You know, Baltimore is starting to have a terrible problem with Tren de Aragua. It's a Venezuelan street gang that's coming up from the southern border, and they're trying to push into Maryland and make Baltimore their home. And, you know, the Baltimore City Police Department, phenomenal police department, but they just don't have the tools in their tool bag to fight the TDA problem. And that's where Immigration and Customs Enforcement comes in, and that's where we shine. The Baltimore field office arrested the second highest number of gang members. We were tied with Los Angeles last year. So, you know, it's just something, it's not, and I do, my understanding is the mayor has said he'd be willing to meet with me and discuss this. So that's a huge step in the right direction already. And, I mean, at this point, I would just take the ability to work with his gang unit and just be able to, like, it's the information sharing that is so critical for the public safety of the people of Baltimore. Because if I'm not allowed to talk to his police department or his gang unit can't call my guys, you know, the people who are really going to suffer are the residents. Because now, you know, we don't do patrol. We don't know, you know, where these gang members are and what they're doing. We rely on the local police to work with the federal government and say, hey, man, we're having a problem that we can't handle. And we get to step in and be like, no problem, we'll take care of it for you. Just tell us where it is.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Tom Holman yesterday was interviewed, and he said that that you guys are going to be ready and active on January 20th, that there's a plan in place to go after these criminal illegal aliens, and it's not going to be a matter of cranking it up on the 20th of January. It's a matter of go now. Is he right on that?
So the way it works when you have a presidential transition, the upcoming administration gets to, you know, they have plenty of time to make their plans and make all their decisions. However, I, as like a federal employee, am not allowed to interact with them directly until they take office. So I'm sure I've known Tom Holman a long time, and there's no man who is more ready, willing, and able to take on this problem than him. But we're not allowed to have any communication as of right now. So I'm sure he has amazing plans. And January 21st, I'm probably going to get a phone call or an email. Hey, man, this is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to, take the border back. But as of right now, we're not allowed to have any communication about the plan.
We're talking with Baltimore ICE Director Matt Elliston, who said he just has a meeting, which is a good step in the right direction, as we saw with New York City Mayor Adams. He sat down with Tom Holman last week. But let me ask you this, Matt, because you've been in law enforcement for quite some time. We see all sorts of examples of local, whether BPD or Maryland State Police or whatever. You know, they work with the feds all the time. They work with the DEA. They work with the DHS. They work with the FBI. Why is ICE such a polarizing agency when there are plenty of examples of local law enforcement working with the feds?
It's really heartbreaking because the biggest issue here, you know, immigration has that political spin to it. And, I get it. Everybody has a different opinion on what we should be doing as far as immigration. But I think everybody, if you talk to 99 people out of 100, I don't think anybody is going to question the fact that my office leads the nation in sex offenders arrested. And nobody is going to be banging on their chest saying, no, we want the rapist to continue to live next door to us.
Yeah.
And that to me is, it's no longer a political issue, it's a public safety issue. We can at least agree to work together on that. And I mean, it was that kind of mindset that, you know, opened up Montgomery County for us, and the county executive down there, which, you know, I gotta love and respect him for this. He was like, you know what? You're right. I don't want my citizens victimized. If you're out for the worst of the worst, you know, we'll help you. And, you know, we've made such a great agreement on that. And since, in the 1 year that we've worked together, violent crime in Montgomery County has gone down 50%.
Wow.
Now, that's not all the work of ICE. You know, the Montgomery County Police Department is a phenomenal department. They're doing amazing things down there. But we're a big part of that decrease in violent crime.
Matt, thanks for your time. Appreciate
it. Matt Elliston, Merry Christmas to you and your agents. Stay safe. Keep up the great work. And good luck on your meeting this afternoon.
Merry Christmas, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Matt Elliston, great guy. 843.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so whatever it was in the right tube northbound, we're assuming it was a broken down vehicle northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Just saw the officer coming out of the tunnel northbound, so now that's beginning to loosen up. It was backed up as you're coming north from 395, so another 5 to 10 minutes or so, and that should be clear. Both the tunnels are in really good shape on the southbound side. This construction delay continues to be a problem. I guess they're going to be here for a while. Northbound I-95 in Harford County, two lanes to the left. The right lane is blocked at the 76-mile marker on the northbound side.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel forecast this morning could see some snow showers, but no accumulation expected. Turn to rain, high of 42, maybe a couple of mixtures of rain and snow overnight. 31 tomorrow, cold, sunny. 35 for the expected high. That's it. All you get. It's going to be, right now, it's a cloudy 34 in Bel Air, 34. Maybe some snow flurries in the next hour in Columbia. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A 19-year-old Long Island man by the name of Andy Reid, not related to the Kansas City football coach, put together a huge Christmas display using mostly junk. He fixed up decorations that were being thrown out to save them from ending up in the landfill, and then he made it into a charity for the Ronald McDonald House.
Anybody can bring their decorations and donate to them, broken, working, or if you just don't want them anymore. I wanted to raise money for kids with illnesses, so I was like, why not do a display as well and also save things from the landfill at the same time? Right now, there's at least 500-something decorations out here. Last year, I had maybe 150. Just shows you there's still good people out there that want to help the community.
All right, so just, you know, turning junk into something meaningful, something that is going to help the children of Ronald McDonald House. I got an email here. I've never been a team sports fan, but I have to tell you, Gary Stein has changed that. I really like his reporting and side stories, and I've actually watched several football games this season. Signed, Mrs. Stein.
It's nice for her to be in touch. A couple of interesting emails
Not Mrs. Stein. It's a listener named Martha. We're just having some fun.
Listen to these. One email in, two actually. I'm a federal employee in D.C. Yesterday, we had a department meeting, and the leadership discussion was on DOGE. The leadership repeatedly referred to Elon as, quote, the guy who is named after deer piss. Yes, that's how they feel. Merry Christmas.
All right, well.
And this from another federal employee. I work in a government office, and I personally heard a government worker say, there is no effing way that they can force me to come back to the office full time again. I'll quit first. They're coming in twice a week. When he said that, they're not coming in only once a week. Please don't use my name, yada, yada.
Yeah. Well, look, I think DOGE, they've identified $2 trillion in cuts, and that's why it's a little bit mystifying to me why they would argue to raise the debt limit, the ceiling.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. So, look, this is it's very easy to do, and you can put the Democrats, you can expose them for who they are. If Speaker Johnson would just grow a pair of cojones and actually support Trump instead of publicly saying he supports him and privately acting and scheming with Chuck U. Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. That guy needs to go. The point is, get it under control. All you need really is a single-page continuing resolution. Continue to fund the government at the current levels
until January 21st.
Until January 21st. Or you can make it a little bit later, January 31st.
Whatever.
And then pass the hurricane relief aid in a single subject bill. You think Democrats are going to vote against that? I don't. So here you have a continuing resolution, but we don't need any additional spending.
Correct.
We don't need to drive up the debt anymore.
Let's not put...
playing games.
It is Christmas, but that's a tree that can live without extra ornaments, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. And the thing that kind of... Now, maybe he has plans to do otherwise, but right now, Governor Moore, we are learning, he met with key out-of-state companies involved in the MPRP project, despite not responding to meeting requests from local opposition groups. That, according to Spotlight on Maryland, the Fox 45 investigative arm, a spokesman for PSEG, the developer of MPRP, confirmed late yesterday that the governor, the project's developer, and PJM Interconnection met last week. PJM is the region's grid power grid operator. Maybe he was doing his due diligence to meet with them first. Maybe he does have plans to meet with Stop MPRP and other people, because remember, after all, he's listening to the people when he puts beer and wine in the grocery stores. He's listening to the people So let's see if he listens to the people. On the MPRP project. So we'll give him benefit of the doubt. It's Christmas time. Maybe he plans to meet with him after Christmas time. But we're going to be watching very carefully. And I want to hear from the Stop MPR people if you've reached out to Governor Moore, if he has accepted your invitation to meet with him, or if you have plans to meet with him, or if there's a meeting on the books. Let us know, because we like to help and assist in any way that we can. So keep that in mind. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. There is a lot to consider when you are planning out your retirement income. Things like knowing how to maximize your retirement income while also minimizing your taxes in retirement and getting a safe income that's going to last as long as you last. Now, if you'd like to be sure that your accounts are up to date, you should visit my friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call Rod now, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, or overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1979. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-777-1979, 800-777-1979, or biglou.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Blue Christmas.
Yeah.
That really is Blue's Christmas there, baby.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good
appreciate
stuff
that. The federal worker that referred to Elon Musk as deer urine, Elon Musk has done more, invented more, and is a genius. I'm wondering what this federal worker has contributed to society at large. It boggles the mind. I mean, look, I understand that person's threatened, and maybe should be, but it's incredible that we're living with a genius among us in our time. I mean, I'm not going to say he's Einstein, but there are people that might make that comparison.
Yeah.
You know, based on what he's been able to do with SpaceX and with Tesla and with a lot of other things. You know, he is an amazing individual, and Trump has tasked him with making our government lean and mean and efficient, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the situation, the Fort McHenry Tunnel northbound, completely back to normal now. It was a broken down vehicle in the right tube northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all back to normal. Southbound traffic is good through the area. If you're traveling right now, 95 south of the area looks good, 83, no problem, 70 out west. Maybe a little snow in the upper elevations, but that's about it. But your concern will be this construction area. They're still blocking the right lane. Harford County, northbound at exit 76. They blocked the right lane because of construction right there at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says maybe some snow showers, Kim.
Yeah. Oh, no accumulation expected.
Looking forward to that. Bring your 4x4 today.
No, I did not.
Yeah, okay. But it is going to turn over to rain. 42, a little higher for the high today. Right now, 35 in cloudy in Dundalk. It is 34 with some flurries maybe in the next hour in Pikesville. Kim Plasek Live is coming up next.
All this good news you guys are giving this morning. I love it. I first got to thank you guys because here I am dropping my daughter off for school, and now she's walking in singing along with the Budweiser Frogs.
Glad to help. We're just so glad to help.
I've never heard that before, and here's Olivia. Turn it up! But I'm like, I'm like, I'll let them know that you loved it.
It enriches her education.
It was done just for Olivia's
yes,
sake.
Yeah. Yes, well, thank you for that. We got so much to talk about. Obviously, the GOP spending bill. Chip Roy's fiery speech from the House floor. I mean, I agreed a lot with what he said. There are a lot of Republicans that run for office saying that they're going to be fiscally conservative. We never see it.
Right.
But we are going to talk about Trump's response to Chip Roy. We'll get into that. And then, of course, Fonnie Willis. We got to talk about Fonnie Willis today.
One of our favorite topics.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen to this case now that she
all
has
gone.
Been booted?
Yeah. It's an orphan case. Nobody's going to. Yeah. No DA says, oh, let me pick up that. I mean, I know how to pick it up from the cleaner.
It's a career ender, right?
Yeah.
I think at this point, yeah. I think it's completely. The only thing left is the Juan Marchand up in New York, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk about that. And then, of course, gang violence, as we talked about yesterday in Towson. It was very easy to connect the dots, but I'm glad that Baltimore County Police has done so. So we'll go through their details as well.
Yeah, because it certainly does have this stench of gang-related violence all over.
Yes, yes. Yeah. But they don't say gang here. Will we say group violence?
Yes, group violence. Club. What was the term in the first continuing resolution? Offender was renamed what? Justice involved.
Justice involved individual.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Thank God that went down in flames.
Oh my goodness.
Thanks, Kim. We'll be tuning in coming up at a little after 9 o'clock here this morning, and this is our last show for a while.
Yeah.
And we'll be back on January. You'll be back
beginning of January.
December 30th.
Yeah.
And I'm back in January 6th. So. But Bruce has a very special presentation, as he does each and every year.
Yeah, every year since 2005, I've done this, written by a guy who was a good friend of mine, David Chartrand. He used to live out in Olathe, Kansas. And I read this then and have read it every year since. It's his Letter to Santa. David passed away, by the way, 2002 from prostate cancer. Good guy. Dear Santa, my 4-year-old son scribbled out his Christmas list. It's there by the fireplace. The Coke and the M&Ms are for him in case you're hungry. You know 4-year-old boys these days. The Cheez-Its and beer are for me. Santa, if you don't mind, I thought I'd go ahead and leave my list too. It's long, but do what you can. It's all I want for Christmas. Santa, let my little boy grow up still believing that he is the funniest dad in the neighborhood. Give him many close friends, both boys and girls. May they fill his days with adventure, security, and dirty fingernails. Leave his mom and me some magic dust that'll keep him just the size he is now. We would just as soon he stayed 4 years old and 3 feet 2 inches. If he must grow up, make sure that he still wants to sit on my lap at bedtime and read The Frog and the Toad. If you can help it, Santa, never let him be sent into war. His mother and I love our country, but we love our 4-year-old boy more. While you're at it, give our world leaders a copy of the Killer Angels, Michael Schur's retelling of the Battle of Gettysburg. May it remind them that too many moms and dads have wept at Christmas for soldiers who died in battles that needn't have been fought. Let our house always be filled with slamming doors and toilet seats, which are the official sounds of little boys. Break it to him gently, Santa, that his dad won't always be able to carry him to bed at night or brush his teeth for him. Teach him courage in the face of such change. Let him understand that no matter how nice you are to everybody, the world will sometimes break your heart. As you know, Santa, a child's feelings are fragile as moth wings. Let him become a piano player, a soccer star, or a priest, or all three. Anything but a tax and spend Democrat. Give him a hunger for books, music, and geography. May he be the first kid in kindergarten to be able to find Madagascar on a map. The kid's a born artist, Santa, so send more crayons. May our kitchen window and refrigerator doors be ever plastered with his sketches of cereal rainbows and horses with big ears. Through the years, steer him oh so carefully to that little girl destined to be his bride. Let his mother and me still be around when he walks her down the aisle. If there's a just God, let her daddy be obscenely rich. Grant him a heart that will cherish what his parents did right and forgive us for the mistakes we surely will have made over a lifetime of raising him. Let him not hold it against us that he was born with my chin and his mom's ears. Time will teach him that these are God's ways of girding him for life's adversaries. Hold him steady on the day that he learns the truth about you and the Easter Bunny. May he take the news better than I did.
Very well. Very nice. And from all of us here at the Morning Drive, from Kristen and Chuck and Gary and Bruce and everyone else, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year.